Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm down to my last $2. This chick to my, she want mink coats and diamond rings, a black navigator and things.
Mr. D Show. First, I want to start out by saying hello to each and every person. And I want to know how everybody's doing and hope everybody's doing well as well. Ain't no doubt about that. I want to start out with the fans first, fans. I want to let y'all know that each and every time that we have a show, when I start the show off, I want to let y'all know that we support you all, too, because y'all are the greatest part of what we do. Mr. D, he kind of tied up a little bit, but he will be in very shortly. So right now I'm trying to hold it down, and I wanted to start off by saying, fans, y'all are the greatest part of our support. And, you know, and we want y'all to keep on supporting in the Midwest like y'all been supporting, and, you know, and we appreciate y'all very much. The racists, hey man, we gotta blow this thing up, man. We gotta stop playing with it. We gotta blow this thing up, man. We got to go ahead on and we got, when we get to the track, we got to throw down like we live and live like we throw down. Ain't no doubt about this. And the reason I say that is because of the simple fact that this is what the whole thing, this is what brought us all together. The fact that we drag racing, you know, and even though I'm not a participant at this particular time because I didn't have my era, I want to see y'all get out, man. That's what I want to see. I want to see y'all come track, and I want to see y'all get out and have fun and support each other and play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. You know, and, hey, that's what it's all about, y'all. You know, let's do this thing. You know, we try to make sure that we have a good platform laid for you all to do what y'all do. We just want to make sure that we see y'all do it because the last event, boy, that track was on kill. I saw a guy in a Camaro twist his frame when he went up in there. And we're going to continue to try to make things better for you all. And the reason we're going to do that is because of the simple fact safety is one of the most important factors. And we don't want to be on no track that you're going to have a lot of complications and problems with. We want to try to make it good. So don't nobody else make it good. We're going to do what we got to do. You know, and that's just the bottom line to that. So, I don't know. Mr. D on the show yet, Kevin?
Give me like 2 minutes, brother. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, the drag racing world. Glad to be back once more another Saturday. As usual, brother D is doing as usual, running late. But I got the world's greatest co-host, so he's going to do what he do best. Hold it down for me about 2 minutes, brother, and I'll be right with you. You and my fans, appreciate you guys calling in. And I'll be right with you in about 2 minutes.
Yep, I just want to say that I like sitting back listening to the show a lot of times. I don't like to be the main one just doing the talking because I like to hear other people's opinion. I figure that's what fellowship is all about. I don't want my opinion just to be solely the opinion. And I don't want to be the only voice that's being heard. I want to hear some of the fans, some of the drag racers' thoughts and how they feel. You know, so... Mr. D ain't on the show, Kevin. If we got somebody on, man, that got their hand raised, man, you can let them on in, man. I'd like to have a conversation and fellowship song. Do we have anybody with any hands up, Kevin?
Hello.
Where's
Hello.
Cadillac Jacket. That's who I want to know. Cadillac Joe.
Hey, I'm right here, Unc. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
What's
Can
going on,
me?
Joe? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling both hands. I got them hand up, talking about hey, hi, man. Just wanted to hear your voice come in and recognize what's going on, Uncle Larry and Brother D. Man, the lack on the set, man, seeing what's going down, man. Holler at me.
Yeah,
how
man.
How you feeling today, man?
What's going down with me, Cadillac? It's another blessed day, Cadillac. You know, good Lord just spared me, man, you know, and hey, spared my family and stuff, and I'm still here to fellowship with you all, as always, you know. And the
Amen.
Thing about this, Cadillac, is just the fact of the matter that every morning that we wake up, man, doing with our health and strength and blessing our right mind, man. Hey, Cadillac. It's a blessing.
Yes, sir. Man,
it's
that's what I'm talking about.
Ain't no doubt about that now.
And, man, I tell him thank
you
every morning,
it's good to hear your
man.
Voice and the other people's voice that I'm going to hear. It's a good thing.
No doubt about that, dog. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm just sitting back, man, listening to the show, man. What you going to talk about? What's on your mind? I'm sorry, you got a whole lot on your mind. Are you just thankful, man? I think you
I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
okay.
My family, I got half of my house burnt up yesterday morning at about 3:30, and And God was good, man. He took care of me. He took care of my family. And, you know, that's one of the main things. I got everything in the world to be thankful about, man, because, you know, that's my pet peeves is one of the most important parts of my life after God, you know. And I'm just glad that everybody, the whole gang is still here. You know how they used to sing, hell, hell, the gang's all here? All of them still here.
Amen.
Yeah, like, you know.
All right, now, come on, talk to the Mac. I know what you're talking about, man. I know what you're saying. That's a beautiful thing, man. That's why I had to come in and pay my dues, man. Do what I do, man, to come in and get in where I fit in, man. Let you know, man, I love you, man. And it's like everything is all good. See what's going on. What's the topic tonight? What's happening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, one thing for sure, you know, tomorrow is Big Drag's event. And we're going to go and do some fellowshipping with Big Drag, man, and also give him some support, man, and plenty of love, too, also, you know. And kind of like, that's what we do, ain't it?
That's what we do, huh? You got to hold it up, man. Stand up with the flag. Wave it. And I mean wave it like you just don't care, man.
That's
if
what
anybody
I'm
else want to say something, put your hand in. You can wave yours, too. We got enough flags to go around.
You got that right.
That's what I'm talking
about. I've been a supporter of his, and he's been a supporter of mine for many, many years, Kellite. Ever since
right,
the 70s. Yeah. You know, the 70s, man. You know, and that's a blessing to even be able to speak about it, because there's a lot of things that didn't occur in the 70s a lot of folks can't talk about.
Come
I
on,
don't
now.
Talk about that.
You know, you said a whole lot about
I was
it.
A part of it. You know, we're going to go and try to get him support tomorrow. Union Grove Dragway. Big Drag's going to have a pretty nice thing going on tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
Pretty nice thing going on tomorrow.
That's it. That's
Other
it.
Than that, guy, like, tell me how you doing, man. Talk to me. That sound like must be the come off the show or something. But at any rate, Kevin, Mr. D got in yet?
Hey. Excuse me. Hey, Uncle Larry.
Uh-huh.
I want to let everybody know I am a great-great-granddaddy. My grandson just got here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything is fine with him.
Oh, you made
I'm
the great-great, huh?
I'm a great-great-granddaddy. Just got here.
Hey, man, we were just talking about that a few seconds ago, man.
That's it, man.
The blessings,
great,
man.
Great,
the blessings.
That's blessing, man. That's blessing. That's blessed.
Yes, sir.
Man,
that's
man,
a blessing.
Man. Just to be here to witness that, you know?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, I'm telling the Lord, thank you. Now my grandson, he really know how it's going. How it's become to be a man.
Yes.
Now he's going to kick in. He got to be a man now.
Yes, sir. Set up and be counted.
That's right. He's more than just putting it in and enjoying the other part. Now you got to work at it.
Yes, sir.
They got to eat before you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No
yes,
doubt
sir.
About it. Have you heard anything? Have you heard anything on Donye? Donye been doing anything that you know of, or that he's got anything going on?
No, I haven't heard anything about Donye. Sorry, my friend.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Kind of wondering where my buddy at, man. I ain't heard nothing from him.
No, I
hadn't
heard
anything cooking in the kitchen. But I heard that he locked in with somebody. I think he locked
in
with Tony, didn't he?
Tony Byrne or something. Tony Byrne.
Do you know what that's supposed to be?
Nah.
It was supposed to have been tonight. It's Melvin, man.
Hey, what's up, Melvin?
Hey, now. But I think that race got canceled over there for rain.
From rain?
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was a rain out race over there. It was in Cecil over there, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been getting quite a bit of that, man.
Yeah, mother come in.
But
a
good man,
straight,
good man going to do what he got to do. All we got to do is do what we got to do.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
Set the tone. Yeah. Set the tone. That's it.
I just want to see us make this thing great, man. Make it like what it is. It's a great thing, especially when you got it all down the way it's supposed to be and got it happening the way that it's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Great thing. I know I enjoyed the hell out of mine, you know, and I want to see y'all enjoy the hell out of y'all's too.
Oh, man, I got you, man.
Yeah.
Got you.
You know.
Hey, I'm a great guy.
Anywhere you go over the world, a fast change ain't no robbery.
All right. Say that now.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, what's happening? What's happening, Drag Racing World? What's going on, D? What's going on?
Yes, sir.
First of all, let me apologize to the guys, fans, and friends around the world that called you on the show. As usual, I'm doing my usual running late. Sorry for the inconvenience, but yeah, of course, you have a co-host like Brother Larry. You don't worry about being late because you know you got the greatness, one of the greatest of all times, holding it down for you till you can get in. I'm sure they've touched a few things already, but let me go through a few things right quick. One, I want the Racing World to know that Brother Larry had a little inconvenience this weekend. I call it a little inconvenience because he didn't lose any loved ones. When you lose material things and not a loved one, we can classify it as a little inconvenience. And so if he had lost a loved one, it would have been a whole different ballgame. It was just material. It's replaceable. So what I'd like to do is that now that we know him and his family is okay, it's Racing World, brother. The Bible says that there's no greater love than a man will lay down his life for his brother. I firmly believe in that. So if we're willing to lay down our life for our brother, we definitely should be willing, and those that are able to do is help our brother. So at this present time, I'm going to say for those that can, that want to, those that can't, what they could, let's give Brother Larry as much support as we possibly can, whether it be with a dollar or $100,000. You know, in this world that we live in, money's not everything. It plays a great part. And he's not going to say anything, but that's where we come in as brothers. You know, we need, not that he need it, not that he would ask for it, but it's our job to help a brother when he's in turmoil. And at this present time, Brother Larry had a loss. So for those that can, I'm sure there's Brother Sham seems to be the head of everything. It comes down to when it's donation of some money involved. So there's ways to get in touch with Brother Clark's off. That's me. That's Brother Sham, Brother Cadillac. Even Brother Larry himself, you know, if that's what you choose to do. But let's try to reach out for that brother and do what we can for him. We have another brother that had an accident. I haven't quite got his name, but I understand that he's doing better, but he hasn't made it back. He's just doing better. And as long as he's coming back this way, that's a positive sign. Hopefully someone on the side of my voice that will hear me as we're talking will call in and give a report on that brother also. I think he had accident and got burned, I believe, in the car. We'd like to know how, you know, what's the progress report on him. We'd like to see how he's doing and hopefully try to give him some finesse support also. One of the heads of Clark South, which is the organization I belong to, he stated Thursday night that he was signing off with a $500 donation. So I'm not asking people for $500. I'm asking you to give what you can. In church, we'll say give to your hurt. I'm not going to ask you to hurt yourself. But let's look out for these two brothers and see can we help support them in a monetary gain way. With that being said, let's go to some racing now. Seaport race, I believe, was canceled, to my knowledge, because it was too big a threat of rain. So I'm saying that Diane and the crew will be at the Grove tomorrow in support of Big Drag. So we're going to send out a special bulletin to try to get Tony Byers to come this way. I doubt very soon if he'll be able to make it on such short notice, but if he can, let's hope he come up here. So Diane can knock his head off at the Grove tomorrow. And you're going to whoop him. Wherever he sees him, he's going to whoop him. But we're going to hope he show up here tomorrow. All you guys that plan on going to Piedmont, those that work, Let's shut up the grove tomorrow and give her a drag as much as possibly. Another brother doing the same. Drag is one of the great drag races of all time that we know of. And he's known around the world. When he do these shows, he's not doing it for a monetary gain. I know this as a friend and from the inside looking out. It's not about a monetary thing. It's about a pleasure thing with him. Do it because you love to do it. I've said many times, if we drag race for a living, we'll be some poor people. So we really would be some poor people if we drug race for a living. And some of us don't give one or two races a year. So but let's all do the best we can to come out tomorrow and give Brother Drag as much support as we possibly can. Hopefully my engine tech will be tuning in with us later on. So he was doing it last week, but the wife decided she would take him out at the wrong time for the show. So hopefully he'll be coming in later on, and you guys have some technical questions that you might need answered. Once again, I tell you all the time, he's one of the best that ever been. One of the greatest of all time, and brought that in. Ray's been drag. I'm pretty sure he'll be on later on tonight to promote his own show, but I understand there's a few races set up for tomorrow. I was told that DD and Three Love supposed to run. I think Three Love and Vaughn's going to try to run again, along with a few more. But he's got some of the wise guys going to be out there tomorrow. So if you, anyone is looking for a show, like I love racing like we said we do, show up at Union Grove tomorrow and you will see some from all angles coming. Show us if you want to see it, it'll be there. Food will be there. No alcohol beverages, hopefully you won't break any. You know, alcohol things, but if you're looking to eat, drink, and have yourself a fun day, show up at the Grove tomorrow. Larry, I got to fight this thing up now and go about 15 blocks. So if you would be so kind, if you and Kelly can kind of continue on with what you were doing, hold that down. Give me about 15 blocks and I'll be at the computer. I'll be able to get stationary then. And if we have any hands up, anyone out there, hit the one button. I'm sure Brother Larry will get in as quick as you can hit. And then Cadillac can hold that for me, and I'll be right back. Brother Larry, take it away.
All right, I got you, D. Hey, bro, Kim, we got anybody with any hands up? Yeah, I'd like to speak to old brother Melvin if he's on the line.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Melvin in about a few weeks or so. Hello, Melvin, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Uncle Larry.
What's going on, Melvin? Talk to me. Tell me how you doing, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm glad the Lord blessed you and your family over there with that incident you had, man. Did nobody get hurt.
Yep.
He's good every day, all the time, man.
Yeah. You're right.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Bro Melvin, yesterday, man, I don't know, just looked like the Lord took my life over, man. Bro Melvin, I fought that fight, man, by myself, man, with a yard hose. I always said I was going to keep 250 feet so I could go all the way around the house in case something happened.
Right.
And, man, I fought that fight, man, for a long time until they got there, man. And that's what saved a portion of the house. Because I had weathered it down real good so far and so on, you know, and I don't know, the Lord just good, man. You know, you know, it could have been much worse. And the most important thing, I got the family at the house, you know. So, hey, Melvin, what you said, man, it's a whole lot of truth to that, man. I'm truly blessed, man, you know. And the good thing about it now, I've been having so much fun with the kids after the fact, you know, because I'm like this here. Material things always be replaced, but that love, man, is something special, man, you know, and it's hard to replace that, Melvin. You know, regardless of all the trials and the tribulations that we go through with and different changes and ups and downs and so far and so on. When that love is down, man, it's just down, you know.
Yeah, these are the most precious times of life right here. When it's under pressure and you make it through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you been doing, brother?
Man, just sitting back, man. Me and my wife, man, been deciding on how we want to, because this season coming to a close for us, you know. We got a chance to get out there a little bit and have a little fun with the car. But we're kind of looking forward to next season, you know. I got one of the original cars that started Black Sunday down there when Black Sunday started.
Uh-huh.
Way back there in the 80s, end of the 80s into the 90s, a little Falcon we used to have. And I've been heading to Grandma Mike since probably 77, man. It's down south in Georgia. We're going to go down there and get it and bring it back, man, and start getting it ready for next season, man, and do some nostalgia racing with it.
Mm-hmm. I like that Malibu. That Malibu, I like that. That's a nice car.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, it's
still going to be on the set, too. Yep. I hadn't had it out. That was the first time I had it back out when y'all saw it down there in Byron, man. And probably about 3 years, you know. I'd been messing
really?
With that Monza car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. It's a fun car. It's nice and smooth. I like that car. It's real nice and smooth, you know.
Yeah. So what the next time you plan on trying to go out to another event?
Well, I was kind of looking at towards hitting that trick-or-treat thing that Whitman was going to do down there for the season for now a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Try to pull in there and just have some fun with them for the end of the season down there with them. And
uh-huh.
Yes, by that time, you know, it's about over for us then.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of thinking about taking that ride myself.
Yeah.
And then if everything worked out for me on my end now, I'd like to go down there to Baldy's race.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next weekend.
Yep, I enjoyed myself when I went last year. I enjoyed myself down there. I got a chance to see everybody that I thought I could see except for Butt Naked. I've seen Butt Naked, but we still ain't got a chance to just really sit down and talk yet.
Oh, okay. Well, he's up racing next weekend, ain't he?
I know this weekend Big Drag got going on, and then Latoni, what is that? October. Latoni got a race coming up in October. Latoni's birthday race.
Yeah, they doing that at 41.
Yeah, at 41. Uh-huh.
Well, I think that's gonna be like a 3-party deal. I think he gonna be there, Biz, and I think it's 2 or 3 of them that's gonna be involved in that race when they come over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. We'll do a little research on that, but I think they are joining up to do that race. It's all, you know, one big party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The motivarian, you know how it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as they keep us all racing, you know what I'm saying? The more united we stay, the better the program going to get, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. But I know they're probably down in St. Louis having a real good time tonight.
Uncle Larry. I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Melvin, it takes that unity, man. Once we all can pull it all together, man, we're supposed to have a wonderful time. You know? That's my thing. But I had to come in and speak to you, Melvin. You know, me and you, we generally talk, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to you in a couple of weeks. And my thing is that, you know, I admire your individuality, so that's one of the main things I'm going to do. I'm going to do that with all the people that's in my life, the ones that I'm able to reach out and touch and the ones that I'm not able to reach out and touch. You know, I'm still going to do what I do. I can't
help
that.
Well, you definitely reach out and touch mine this summer. You know that. That was a part of the reason why I got on up here and got out there and got involved and put the car back together, you know?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. Yeah. You and Drag, y'all had something special going on during that period of time, and that's something that's been going on between you and Drag for quite some time. You just got a chance to do it the way that you'd like to do it, you know. And, hey, man, that made it a very cherishable thing to you, and as well as it made it a cherishable thing to you, it made it the same thing to us, man, because you definitely had fun with a legend in our time. Yes, Mr. Big Drag has been a force to be reckoned with when it comes to the word drag race. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Yeah.
One thing I do, I give a man his credit where his credit is due. I ain't trying to rob nobody's credit because it ain't going to do me no good.
No, and it's a blessing for all of us to still be here on this same stage, man. All we got to do is like we're doing, keep fellowshipping and pulling it all together, man. We're going to get it.
Yes, sir. That's what's happening, man.
Yep.
Hey, Melvin, you know what? I'm glad, man. I'm glad to get a chance to speak at you. I'm going to check on the program and see if there's anybody else out here.
All right, Big Drag,
you on the program tonight?
I'm listening to you.
What's
going
on, Drag?
What's going on?
Yeah, okay.
What up, Mel? What up, Larry? What up, everybody?
Hey, what's happening, Drag?
What y'all boys up to?
Well,
you know where we're at.
Fellowshipping on the radio.
Yeah. Let me say that, Rick, before we get started, I do have a couple of things I want to discuss with the drag racing world. But before we do that, I give a little brief summary of what you're going to have tomorrow. Well, if you'll be so kind, I know you know a lot more than I know, but you know a lot more. If you'll be so kind, would you take us through that again so the drag racing world will know exactly what you got going tomorrow? I hope you got a flyer in front of your family. You got a freelancer.
I got a freelance D because I gave the last fly away. But what I want to say is that, man, I just want to thank the poor out there I've got from all the people that call, want to go to the race and asking where is that and what time. Man, I believe it's going to turn out to be another, you know, really, really good show. The race is what we got tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow, Sunday, the 14th of September. At Union Grove, Great Lakes Dragway, Wisconsin. We got, to start off, you know, our program, you know, we always have grudge show. We got a grudge race show there with clocks off. You know, anybody want to do any grudge racing, I'll try my best to make it priority to get them to the front of the line. You know, I don't have the maneuver ability, you know, at Union Grove like I did at Byron, but I would definitely step out my way to go ask them to let these two cars or how many cars it is to do the grudge racing, let them run ahead of everybody else. I can guarantee that we will be racing on a fully prepped track, not partial. It'll be fully prepped from you know, start to finish. There will be no clocks, you know, for the grudge races. We have a 10-inch tire, 8th mile shootout, which it's a buy-in deal, so if there's anybody that wants to run it, all they got to do is get in contact with either myself or Carlos, and we'll have a talk about it. We'll put their money together and let them know what it'll be, and it's all contingent on the amount of cars that it'll be there. So at this time, I can't tell anyone exactly how much the payout will be, but it's all contingent. We're not looking to get anything back. We're going to pay all the money back to the racers.
What's the minimum amount of cars, Rick, you know?
We got to have at least 8 cars to have a shootout. If we can get 8 cars, we can do something. We'd like to have 16. I'm sure there'll be 16 tennis tire cars, but will they want a grudge race is the thing. Further attractions that we have the Midwest Gassers, you know, and it'll be about 40 of them because them guys come in big packs. We have the E-Town Racers, the guy from Evanston. We have the Racine, Wheels of Racine. That's another racing club. There's a lot of those guys that race. We got the guys out of Milwaukee that'll be there racing. We have the North Chicago Racers, the Wheels of Lake County. Is what they call them, all the guys from our Waukegan area, you know, North Chicago, and all up through there, Green, and those different places. And Last but not least, we got our Chicago street racers, all the grudge racers from Chicago. And when I say Chicago, I mean north side, west side, east side, you know, and south side mainly. And it'll be a bunch of guys there. You know, we got a lot of exhibition stuff. We got a pro modified motorcycle that'll be there, exhibition motorcycle that'll be there. We got some of the wise guys supposed to make an appearance there. We got some of the nostalgia pro stocks supposed to make an appearance there. And for the first time going to a drag strip with my new car, it'll be there. It's rocked and locked and ready to go. I will be testing and tuning with it, and if I like what I see, if everything's going well, then I'm gonna put myself in the grid. In the grid.
Park. And the pads were out early. Wow.
Is there one there?
I'm still here.
Larry, you still there? Melvin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Somebody
wishing whoever that is that has that background noise, I'm wishing that they would mute their mic. And we try to give all our people that comes on the mic all due respect. And we don't believe in muting mics, you know, and we don't want to do that. We're hoping that it don't come down to that, but we want to give the person that's on the airway all due respect.
Thank you very much. We got the world's greatest producer producing the show for us, and he's already found that noise and taken care of it. So we don't want to mute a mic, but sometimes guys tend to forget their mics are open.
Yeah.
Rick, what would
you say in our draft?
Okay.
Well, where did I leave off that anybody missed?
You had left off right around the pro modified and the pro stock cars.
Okay, yeah, we got a pro modified motorcycle that'll be there, running exhibition. We have the Nostalgia Pro Stock, supposedly. A couple of those guys are making an appearance. And we got a couple of wise guys supposed to make an appearance. And all of the other gassers and the cars that I had named before. So we got a full house of booked in cars. And we also have a gambler's race. So for those that want to run for the money, all the pot, excuse me, in like a bracket deal, then we also have that.
Hey, Brother Drake, we appreciate you giving us that announcement. I did it earlier, but I know I was skipping around, hitting and missing, because I didn't have all the details to it. But now that we know exactly, the racing world know exactly what's going on and what's not. Like I said, for those that want to see a great show, you just heard it for yourself. Just show it at Great Lakes tomorrow. Great track, beautiful fans. Weather going to be nice. Weather going to be nice. I mean, just put it up. Weather will be sweet for us tomorrow. God is blessing with some beautiful weather. Glad going to bless it with a beautiful show. So for those that want to see it, man, just set aside a little time tomorrow. Bring you, your wife, and kids if possible. Come out and enjoy yourself. And do what we all like to do. That's drag race. You know, we were talking earlier about topics. And what would be a good thing to talk about tonight? What may not be a good thing to talk about? And quite a few things run through your mind. You think of this and you think of that, and you're like, okay, what should I hit or what should I hit them with? And one thing I came to grips with myself with is that I would like to see tomorrow at least 10 grudge races minimum. I would like to see that. Hopefully we can pull that off. And I think a great way to do it is if they run for $1,000 or less. Now, I would like to see it done with a minimum of 3 steps, no more than 3. If guys would bring the steps down, bring that part down to, I mean, if you have more and able to bet, that's one thing. But let's not, hopefully, let not the money stop a race tomorrow. I got one young man gonna be out there. We all know him as Three Love. They call him Trey. Now, if you all want to see what they call lead by example, if you want to see someone lead by example tomorrow, I want you all to pay attention as the drag racing world go. Pay attention to Three Love tomorrow and watch how he don't let, and this is nothing he's saying. This is something I've known him to do from the past. And I want you all to see how he will not let a shortage of money stop him from racing tomorrow. Now, I'm pretty sure he would love to race for $2,000, $3,000. But if someone come to him tomorrow and don't have a $1,500, I'm guaranteeing you he's going to take it. Guaranteeing he's going to take it. So I want you all to step back and watch him lead by example tomorrow to what I mean by not letting a shortage of money. Because in this day and age that we're in right now, I mean, $1,000 is a nice part. $1,500 is a nice part to get. Now, and some guys, like Drag had said last night, some club guys have their clubs and their cliques, and it's more than four or five guys able to bet $400 or $500. That's cool if you run a person that's able to gamble like that. But don't let that be a deciding factor in stopping you from racing. If you truly want to race and all a man have is $1,000 or $1,500, and you think you can beat him, why let him take it back home when he'd be in your pocket? You know, I like to see what you guys out there in the racing world think of that, but that's just something I thought of myself. I'm not going to let Melvin take $1,500 back home with him when he done brought it to the track to give to me, because I feel like I can beat him. So I just can't see myself letting him take $1,500 back because I want to run him for $2,000. But he got $1,500. You know, I'm just not going to let him take it back home with him. I'm going to take it home with me. He brought it to the track to give to me, so I think I should take it home with me. That other $500, I'll try to get on the side somewhere if I can. But I think that's a backwards gamble if you have $500 stop from getting $1,500. I think that's backwards gambling. Anyone out there that feel any different or have some more input that you want to put in on it, by all means, speak, as it says, at a wedding, speak now, forever hold your peace. But that's just what I think, you know. What you think about it, Rick? Melvin? But Larry? How you guys feel about that?
Well, AD.
Yes, sir.
I'm riding the same train you ride. You know, we've been riding that same train a long time. You ain't going to get no negative feedback here, man. I'm riding that same train you ride.
I just don't see a person letting $400 or $500 stop them from taking money home, especially if you feel like, you know, you can win this race. Now, if you're skeptical of that race, then by all means, that's an avenue out for you. But if you honestly feel like you can win, I'll show you yourself. Oh, watch this here. Chuck came on last night, and Chuck drove on Cadillac. He said he wants to run. Okay. If Cadillac gets to the track tomorrow, and he tells Chuck he got $1,500, but Chuck want to run for $2,000, do you really think Chuck not going to take that $1,500 or take a gamble at that $1,500? Not that he's guaranteed to beat Cadillac, but he's going to take a gamble at that $1,500. I don't see him letting the additional $500 stop him and lack from racing. He can come to me and bet that $500. He can go to you and bet that $500. You know, there's going to be many people in the stands that's going to bet both ways. So you have a chance of getting it, the extra that you want to get on. You have a chance of getting it on. But I just don't believe he's going to let $200, $300, $500 stop him from running lack for $1,500. And I'm not saying that's what they're going to run for. I'm just using a number, you know, just throwing a number out there. Like I say, anyone to see it any different than I see it, Brother Larry has already spoken. Brother Melvin, if you still there, one thing I said about Brother Melvin is what I would call a rescue waiting to take place. I was stuck the night, and Brother Larry was out there by himself, and Brother Melvin wastes no time in coming right in to rescue the brother. Brother Cadillac, waste no time and come right in. Man, that's fellowship in its fullest. That's brotherly love in its fullest. You know, as I wait on someone to come in and tell me
I'm
this,
man,
that,
that's
it. I never remember
that
this.
Topic, it sounds like to me I'm going to use one of BET lines. Sound like you trained to go. We're going to get that money.
Yeah, that's his word, trained
to go. That's what it's all about, man. It's about a good race, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be like it's worth $1 million. And sometimes if that guy don't want to do it for the $1,500, that could be his wiggle room to get out of it. He ain't got the money, so I ain't got the race, you know. To me, that's
right.
Kind of, you know, right. You don't want to race. You want to race, but then at the same time, you don't want to race, you know. So.
Yeah, that's why I said earlier, brother, for those that want to see a brother that's really trying to race and not going to let $300 or $400 or $500 stop him race, watch Three Love tomorrow. Watch Trey tomorrow. I guarantee you, if they get $1,500 and he want to run for $2,000, he going to run for that $1,500. He going to tell him, hold on a minute, he going to try to get that $500 on the side, and he going to run for that $1,500. Rick, you still there?
Yeah, I'm back, Lo.
If I want to run Trey for $1,500 tomorrow, he want to run $2,000. Tomorrow I got $1,500. What you think he going to do?
Shoot, he going to get that $1,500.
That's what I see. As I said, for those that really want to see how drag racing is supposed to be, watch Three Love tomorrow. I honestly feel like I can use him as a drag racing example. Because in my heart,
yeah.
I believe that Trey going to run for that $1,500. He might stall you a few minutes while he try to bet his $500. Actually, he want to bet on the side. Well, he's not going to let you go back home. And he think he can beat you. He's not going to let you take that $1,500 back home because he feel like it is.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm asking the brothers tomorrow to do. Man, come to the track. I'm like Melvin. Come to the track tomorrow with BET slogan in mind. Train to go. Show up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Show up ready to go. Give us at least 10 grudge races tomorrow. Give us 10. If you give us 10, I promise you, you done did everything that we could ask you to do and more. We want, you know, I heard Brother Larry say this last night when he came on. He said that someone had made a statement that we're trying to turn this into a church. Well, if you don't have the Lord on your side, partner, I can tell you this, you're in trouble. So I'm going to do this here. I'm going to say like a preacher used to say. When I know an old preacher used to get up, and he would stand your wife up in front of the church, and he would say, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars to set her down. BET says, train to go. I want, after the old preacher would get to so many people, he would say, you have done well, and he would leave you alone. So if we can get 10 guys to give us 10 grudge races tomorrow, you would have done well. I promise you, we'll leave you alone then. You would have done well if you give us 10 grudge races tomorrow. I won't complain. I'm pretty sure Brother Drag won't complain if you give us 10. I don't think he's going to complain. I don't think Larry will complain. If we just get 10, now if you give us more, that's going to make us that much more happier. But if you give us a minimum of 10, that's what we need. And don't let, like I keep saying, brother, don't let just a small amount of money. That's a lot of amount. It's a nice amount of money. It's a small amount of money. Don't let that be a deciding factor in us not racing. You know, don't let a man take $1,000 back home if you think he can win. We're going to try to get Trey. I'm going to try to get Three Legs on the phone tonight. Let him come on and tell us who he's scheduled to race with tomorrow. But I do know if you don't let a man take your money back home tomorrow because he can't bet what you want to bet, you are trained to go. That's BET word, trained to go. He done coined that word. He said pattern that. But you are definitely trained to go if you don't let. There's a little difference in what you want to run for and what drag want to run for. Well, hold on, wait. I just thought about something, too, bro. Glad I got Melvin on the phone. Hey, drag, that Dodge still going to make his debut tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He's still going to be. But Melvin, you going to be able to bring your car tomorrow?
No, I ain't gonna be able to make it. I'm gonna try to get up in the morning and put something together to show up at the race though, because it ain't that far away from me.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I won't be able to have a car there tomorrow though.
I'll finish trying to put something together.
We'll be in line with that Hemi, that's for sure.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you, Mel. We'd love to have you there, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to get over there. I'm gonna rent that Ford. I'm gonna rent that Ford Fairmont from Drag. If I get over there tomorrow, then I'm gonna still run that Hemi.
All you gotta do is get here. The Fairmont will be there. You can drive.
You gonna take his car and run it, Mel?
I'm gonna rent his car and race him. Yep.
Rent his car and race him. Now see, that's what you call somewhere trained to go there. Now, that's a perfect example of being trained to go. That man say he going to come, and if he has to, he going to take Drag's car and run Drag's car with him. Now, I can't ask for nothing better, man, when you can do that. I can't ask for that. I tell you what, that'll be a show to see them two go down the track side by side together.
Yeah.
It will be a show. Man, that'll be a show. I think the fans are going to enjoy themselves tomorrow. I think they're going to have a gorgeous time tomorrow. But what we have planned for them, I think, to my knowledge, Brother Lee going to be there cooking. So for those that want to eat, we're going to get – I'm hungry now just thinking about it. We're going to get a chance to eat. Man, my stomach just beat a number. I'm hungry right now just thinking about tomorrow. Man, can't wait. Can't wait. Lord, and bless it with some beautiful weather. Hopefully, I haven't heard from anyone, but I'm hoping one of them guys from down south surprises and pop up like Tony Vines or Bro Wick. I'm hoping one of them can make the trip tomorrow up here. I had talked to Drag earlier. Hopefully BET on and tell us again. Or Wick come on and tell us. They got a BET got a show, him and man, I forget his name now, but Henry Mark, I believe, got a show coming up in Aberdeen, Mississippi. I really want to make that consistency right there in my hometown. I have a lot of family in Aberdeen. So if I can get one of them guys to come on at night and let us know what's happening with that, we're going to try to make it down there for that. I've been missing him. I've been hidden and missing. So I'm going to try to make that. But for those that's on, man, do your best to get up to Union Grove tomorrow. Drag, exactly what exit is that, for those that don't know? I mean, we go so much, we know exactly where to get off.
It used to be KR County Line Road, but they changed it, and the new exit is 337.
337, okay. I said,
yeah.
You know, you go so much, you just know how to go someplace, and you'll forget the direction, you just know how to get there.
I'm trying to think of the name of it, but the exit
Mount
number is 337.
Mount Pleasant, Drag. Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant.
Say, well, hell, you got good people around you. Man, you got good people around you. You fall on one end, it's right there to pick you up. You fall on the left side, right there to pick you up.
Yeah.
Now, I could go straight to it, but I couldn't think of, Brother Larry, you sure right, Mount Pleasant. So those out there that's coming from out of state, haven't been to the Union Grove track in a while, and you're fumbling around with a bunch of GPS, don't even worry about it. Get off at Mount Pleasant, where, like Drag was saying, 337, go to the stop sign, make a left, and take you straight to the track.
Straight there.
That's what, yeah, about a mile and a half down, isn't it?
Yep, about 2 miles.
About 2 miles. Yep. And you'll start seeing the cars on your left-hand side. Take you straight to it. Come on out and enjoy yourself tomorrow. Come on out. Rick, I got a surprise for myself tomorrow. I got a call tonight from my brother Lee. Told me Ray I'm going to be there. Little man. Yeah, he a millionaire, man. And,
what up?
Gonna...
That'd be good.
Mic up. Open his mic up. Trey, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
What's up, Trey? What's happening?
What's going on?
Man, just doing what we do best, talking drag racing.
Hey,
now that we got you in here, tell us what you got planned for tomorrow.
You better give me my shirt tomorrow. We're going to fight.
I promise you, Trey, I'm going to have it there for you, man. I'm going to have it there first and impressed for you. I said, Gunny,
I want that shirt a whole month ago. Now I need two.
And you know something? I sent Gunny Pick a text last week and told me to give you two T-shirts while you were there. And that clockhead joker never even responded to my text. So tomorrow, I'm going to make up my bills to get you two because you wore that shirt a month ago and hadn't got it yet.
Just give him two
2X lots. I'm going to give him two small tomorrow,
Rick. Give him two X's where you can cut them together and glue them together.
I'm going to give him two small T-shirts tomorrow.
Right. Sap sucker. Just left my house. He just left my house a few minutes ago. His grandbaby talking crazy. I should have slept that little punk.
Hey,
why my grandbaby can't drag? My granddad gonna whoop you tomorrow.
Hey, if your family don't believe in you, then who gonna believe in you? But look here, Trey. Who you got scheduled for tomorrow? Can you tell us?
I just got this phone with the Blue Camaro we ran a little tall with big tires on it from out south. Oh, to my Cadillac. Yeah, I just found him. And me up on the phone, I told him I can't talk to him to run D tomorrow. And now Pimp announcing his phone. I didn't say they won't come to try this. I lock in with him. I told him I lock in today with him. I called him for the last hour and they won't answer the phone. And we called him. Yeah, but I know Didi gonna show up or not, but Pimp ain't answering his phone.
Okay. How is you and Didi? How you trying to run it?
Head up. Fuck it.
Okay. Spray to spray, motor to motor.
I'm not running no motor. Mama said knock you out.
Mama said no. All right, you go in the eighth or you go out the back door with him?
I'm going out the back door.
Okay.
They told me for $1,500 they run through the eighth. 20 gonna call me 2,200 run the quarter. I told him I like that, and I'm not running no eighth.
Okay. Now what you gonna do, Trey?
My dad gonna make me run vines back to my head up.
He not ready to tell you to run vines here tomorrow?
Yeah, he told me go on that rabbit out here up. I gotta go on with rabbit tomorrow for my daddy.
Oh, okay. So you got a couple of races tentative scheduled tomorrow then.
Yeah, they on shore. I'm gonna be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm be waiting on my pigeons. I'm gonna be right there ready. I got the grease at 900. I'm ready to fry their ass. Go. Anybody else who wants to find them out, they can get it. I ain't picking.
Hey, Trey, I got a question for you. You say you run, you gonna run these for 1,500 tomorrow.
No. They gonna call me 2,200.
Okay. What if they don't have an 1,800? You gonna still run?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I was just speaking of before he came on. I asked that question because I had just told the Drag Racing World, if you come to run Trey tomorrow, he's not gonna let $300, $400, $500 stop him from racing. I honestly believe that Trey gonna, if he feel like you, he can beat you. I said, believe that man going to run you tomorrow, and this is just proof of what I was saying. Now, I just took off $400, $500 off the bet just to see for the racing world to see what he was going to say. You see the world seeing what he said? Yes. So if they show up and they got 22, he's going to get down. If they got 1,000 and he feel like he can win, he going to get down. They got 2,000, he going to get down. They got 1,800, he going to get down. That's someone trained to go. Now, that's easily the epitome of BET smoking there. Bro,
hey,
Trey, you already say he's going to be there at 6 in the morning.
If they got a G, I'm going.
The racing world, hear that? That man said if they got a G, he going. In other words, all they got to do is show up, and he's going to try to race. That's someone trying to race, trained to race.
I'm looking for Big Sham. I'm doing the... The Cannon got the break with their colors. They better not show up me. They got the break. Throw the quarter.
Damn.
Y'all hear that?
You think they got the...
Uncle Larry?
Cleveland City got the break.
Who got the break now, Dre?
Big standing with their cousin.
You gonna give them a break.
They got their break, man. Through the core, they got their break. Ball they fist up and come on. I'm going to let you see it
first. They swing as high as they can. Trey, you said, man, swing as high as you can, man.
Hey, man. You heard my buddy Larry say in the background. Tell him again, Larry.
Now, I got a question for you, Trey. What if they move too hard? You going to just sit there?
No.
You going to chase the first half?
I'm chasing the first half of the league. I'm chasing.
That man is trying to raise, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Melvin. Is that a man trying to raise, or is that a man trying to raise?
He's trying to go.
That's a man trying to raise.
Three Lug been trained to go before BET even got around, so, you know, he old trained to go. That's an old dog there for you.
You know what that man said? If they got a G, he going to run for that G. He's not going to get money.
Three Lug just want to knock somebody's head off.
Yeah.
Somebody's head again at the end of the year. I got one W. I need about 5 more.
You going to try to get them all tomorrow?
You got to get them all tomorrow. Then I'm going down to Detroit, try to give me some more in Detroit at day rate. I ain't finna play DP, but I'm going on a nationwide tour.
You got anywhere in Detroit you specially trying to run, Trey, or you just going to try to get action?
Hey, man, anybody.
Now, how you going to run Cadillac Joe? I heard you there earlier, you started to run him. How y'all running?
Head up.
You running him head up, too?
I don't expect nobody from the South big-ass tires, though. He another five to me. I'm going to knock it down like I did the five.
I heard that. Trey trying to race. That man is trying to race. Yes, sir.
I'm running all these backhand cars. D. I ain't running no stocks with the car. I'm running these backhand cars, big tires on, man. I got a little tire on, no W, man. On a 10-inch rim, man. I ain't studying these people, man.
So you really racing at a disadvantage to yourself, then, Trey. They got the advantage on you.
I don't care, man, because your tire's big and your motor big. I mean, you can go fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear it. That man, he ain't care about no big motor. He don't care about no big tire. All he want to do is feel like he can win. He wants you to get busy.
Hey, you might just see. You see that did it that big motor two carburetors on the big tire. See that did to him, didn't you?
My son showed it to me on the internet. My son, let me see it.
Hey, tell Mr. come on to the fight tomorrow and see me knock Didi out. The day show up. Tell Mr. come on out.
You know he's going to be there. He'll be. Where did that thing try to call him, sir?
Huh?
Where did that thing try to call him?
About 30 minutes before y'all called. Soon as I left drag out, I called him.
I'm going to have the producer on my show to try to get him on, try to get Pimp on. I'm going to put you in the private. No, don't give him. No, I'm going to put you in the private room and try to call you on the show now. Try to call him.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get him on. Hey, bro, Larry, you there? Rick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, try to raise, ain't it?
Yes, sir. That's my buddy,
hey,
boy. He gonna go
man
now.
Race, man.
Sometimes
that
I have to get dollars keys from him.
Did you hear that man said, man? That man said they told him 22 trips. They ain't got but 1,000. He racing. That's
he
a, I'm like Melvin. Melvin said, VET is known for him. But Trey been trying to train to go since birth. That man is trying to race.
Yes, he
that's
is.
That's what makes tag racing, man.
Yep.
That really will make drag racing. Someone that's not going to let the size of your tire stop him race. He not concerned if you got a big tire or not. Trey concerned one thing, if he think he can win. He not racing the size of your tire. He not racing the chassis on your car, the framework on your car, the shockers. He not racing them. He not telling you to take your winter bars off. He's telling you point blank, if you think he can win, get busy, because he at you. That's what makes drag racing.
That's how it got started. It got started like that right there.
That's right. That's right, Mel. That's exactly right. That man is not trying to skip no racing. He ain't trying to skip racing. Yeah, I be glad when Trey called. First of all, fact, the racing world got a chance to see a younger, older guy. Trey is an older guy in racing. He's a younger guy, but he's an older guy. You know, he's been around in racing long as we've been around. He's been around a long time. And he got the old school in him. He's not trying to skip no race today. He's trying to race a race today.
Oh,
you know, and that's what makes drag racing. And then I run anybody who thinks he's winning.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
I got a question. When they started Black Sunday, didn't Black Sunday start on the old gateway when the track was going the opposite way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was at some of those early ones when they first got started. I know that track was going the other way when we was down there.
89. You was there. I think you was there. You guys were there.
Yep. Hey, remember the little Falcon we used to have all the time, right?
Yep.
I still got it, man. I'm going to put it together, man, so I can do some nostalgia racing with you in that Hemi for next summer.
That car, what was the car that they were called that movie, the name of that movie? What was that car called, the Falcon y'all had? What was that? I know the boy that used to be with you. He used to live in Detroit. He moved to St. Louis.
Yeah, Doc, Wendell McCoy.
Right, Doc, Wendell, yep. Wendell. He had that car was called that movie that Dan Aykroyd played in.
Shit, I know we had so many names on it. I know it was High Rollers one time, and then he had
Dr. Detroit or something. Dr. Detroit or something was rolling.
Dr. Detroit. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Dr. Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got it, man. I'm going to put it back together. That's what me and the wife was talking about this week, man. Let's put the car back together and put it back out there and have some more fun with it.
I remember that car. Yeah, Dr. Detroit.
Yep. Little Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all was there. I remember y'all being there with the Falcon.
Yep. And then, we got that car back in 77 and was up there racing it on the street, man. We had a ball. Man, we've been having a ball with that car, man, ever since the 70s. It was time for it to make another appearance.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mean to cut y'all off. Hey, D, can I see your show for 1 minute, D? Hey, Brother D, low rap.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Anybody on? Oh, he's going to cut your pimp, y'all. Hold on.
You know, this show, ladies and gentlemen, we don't get a lot of lock-ins because we get the truth. When you get the truth, you don't get a lot of lock-ins.
No, this is better than a lock-in, man. You get to, if you at the track, we ain't got lock. We going down that drag strip. It's going to be a winner. We ain't worried about the lock-in.
Hey, Melvin,
mm-hmm.
You just said a magic thing there, man. I don't understand why a person feel like you got to lock in when you already at the track.
Yep.
You should have locked the party in. We here. We at the track. We can graduate right now.
Yep.
So we don't need to lock in. We lock the party up.
Put the money up and let's get out.
Yep. For some reason, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm feeling sick. I think I'm just thinking about all this food I'm going to eat tomorrow. Starting to make me sick. I already can't wait. Man, I just ate. I feel like I'm starving. But while my co-host here somewhere, I'm gonna get him to hold this thing down.
I'm right here with you, D.
I'm gonna make a call here. See if anything went down south today. I know they were supposed to go to Piedmont.
What's up, D? How you doing?
Yeah, I hear you.
What'd you say, boss?
I'm going to meet him over by Gucci at 10 o'clock and lock in with him.
Well, if you call me, I'll be at the house. My phone might be off, but I'll be at the house if you need me.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be on. Hey, Trey, I'll definitely be on until 11. So if you get locked in before 11 o'clock, call me, let me know so we can make sure the rest of the world know.
I'll let you know, D.
Yeah, that way the world know you got, because believe it or not, where the guys like them, but now they'll be like, D.D. have a big following. Yeah, a lot of guys follow them, beers, including myself. So if they like, that's just that much more action to come to the track tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's
locking in with Three Love?
With Dancer.
Dancer?
Yeah, I'm locking in with Dancer, yeah.
Okay.
200 or 1500 is better tomorrow. With me and Bush, with me and Blue Thunder.
Damn, you trying to wipe out the camp?
Man, fuck. hey, Larry, you kill it. If you kill the snake head, the whole body going to die, right?
Yeah.
Well, you kill the chief of the enemy, what the soldiers going to, what the foot soldiers going to do? All in line, right?
Yeah.
So the soldiers telling me if I'm not going to kill their chief, fuck them.
What up, Uncle Larry?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
It's a family, man. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, fan, hanging in there, man. Good hearing from you, man. How you been?
Man, been doing good, man. Just called to say my dude, man. Let you know I heard about you. We praying for you on this end, man, and glad everything came out the way it did and everything in the family's okay.
And you know what? You can't never sit up enough timber for me, fan. And the reason for that is because, you know, whether it's something bad happened or something good happened, send it anyway, man. You know, and the reason for is because that's what it takes, baby. That's what it takes.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah. How's it going, D? Everybody? Drag, all y'all guys on the phone up there with?
What's going on with that?
Yep. Nothing much. Yeah, Larry, we heard about you, man. We all, you know, that's in our prayers, man. Just wanted you to know that.
All right. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, man. And my family
all
do,
right.
too.
Okay. Can tell D did rain the south down here. And that rain got rained out. So I think he's
going to Piedmont got rained out?
Yeah. I know the one with Danielle Pima. That's the one they was at. The last report.
Did Danielle and them go down?
I don't even think they got a chance to do anything. And
did they come? Did they show up?
I don't know. I didn't go to it, but I was just going. Me and DJ was talking to her right before this show, and DJ told me that nothing happened. Everything they didn't even get off. I know at 12 they thought it was going to make it because the sun came out, so I imagine everybody was there. Then after that, I heard that DJ called and said it didn't make it. The rain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, something different. Somebody get on and clear me up. But that was, DJ was, I guess he was in that area or something, but he called me and let me know.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Yep. So, waiting to hear that report. Waiting to hear it to... I heard you got a big race going on this week. Tomorrow.
Yeah, we got the last big one of the year, Union Grove, Great Lakes Dragway tomorrow. It's gonna be a big one. We got the Lord has blessed us with good weather. You know, actually the buses with some drag racing weather, cause it's not gonna get past 65, 66 degrees tomorrow, so that's some killer drag racing weather.
That is.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good. With one group, but bringing 40 cars?
Yeah, it'll be guaranteed at least 40 cars in the Midwest gases.
That's a lot of for one organization bring 40 cars with them. That's big.
It's huge, man. The Midwest Gas is a huge club, and them guys bring all the old school cars from back in the days that we grew up in, you know, and some newer stuff, but mainly they be having Willys and, you know, 57 Chevys, and, I mean, they be having some nice stuff, 62 Ford 9 cars. I mean, it's going to be a treat, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Low Rider. Well, Low stepped out. Oh, yeah, that's right. He told Larry to take over. Larry.
Yes, sir, Brother Drag.
I'm gonna shake this water up, man. I'm gonna get in this old bathtub and get ready to go to bed so I can be up.
Yeah.
So,
hold it. Hey, Drag, hold it down for me for 1 or 2 minutes. 1 or 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. No problem. No problem.
All right.
Hey, Kevin, is there any more callers on the line, Kevin? Kevin.
So, Drag, how you think that Henry going to be doing tomorrow, man? You want me to put you out there with that Ford, what you need to break or something? Drag.
Yellow.
Yeah. Can I go to your restaurant,
Peter? Still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, we
here. Oh, okay, okay. So how you think the Hemi going to do tomorrow, Drake?
Well, man, Melvin, that's some gun sharp, man. I'll tell you that, boy. It's you know, them old Hemis always sound raggedy island. So it just sound raggedy. But, boy, I'm telling you, it's got some ridiculous throttle response.
Okay.
And, you know, if I can keep it on the ground, I think it'll be all right. I'm going to try to run it without the trans brake first and see how it leaves the line. You know, everything is new in the car, you know, suspension-wise, everything. So I got a green race car right here. You know, I'm going to have to learn it as I go.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to do a little.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Drake,
you driving tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm driving. Yeah, I got a Hemi Dart with a real 426 Chrysler Hemi in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ready. It's actually sitting outside on the trailer ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
What fast tire on it, Drake?
10.5 W.
Oh, okay.
Tucked up under it. Yeah, it's a stock suspension car. It ain't got no ladder bar or no four link or nothing. It's total stock suspension.
Okay. That's a leaf spring car then?
Yeah, leaf spring and cab tracks on it.
Okay.
Mini tub.
Like an original 69 Gangster Dart sitting there, huh?
Yeah, total original, all factory interior and all seats in it. Horn still blows. You know, radio still work, everything.
Shit, maybe we should bring Barry Jackson there tomorrow, send him across the stage.
Well, I tell you, I got off of Ford last week, you know, that I told him I didn't want it, you know, and it was within 20 of what I said I would sell it for. You know,
okay.
But the car ain't, I didn't feel it to sell. It's more of a sentimental car for the old man, you know.
Okay. So what's the original factory number car then?
It's a factory, no, it's not the original BO19, what they call it, but it is, you know, a lot of people think that, say like you got a factory Hemi car, the 66s, the 65, those cars come from Chrysler with Hemis in them. But a Dart did not come from Chrysler with a Hemi in it because they contracted Hirsch and Mr. Norm to put Hemis in them cars. So
okay.
Technically, there's no such thing as a clone. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's no such thing as a Hemi Dart. You know, those are cars that are built as factory race cars,
buy Hurst Holes, and I mean Hurst Motors, and Mr. North.
Right.
So it is a Hemi Dart, and it's all labeled up, Mr. Norms, you know. So, I mean, the guy offered me a lot of money for it last week. Huh?
I understand that. I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, Drag, they came with 340s in them, didn't they?
They come with 383s, 440s, 340s,
mm-hmm.
and I think they may have had, if 360s was out at the time, then, yeah, they came with them. But they did make them with 440s, and Mr. Norms had, you know, that GSS, that Grand Spalding Special. That was Mr. Norms.
Uh-huh.
And they had a GTS, which was a 383 Dart.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I just want to say hello to everybody. I don't.
It sounds like Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, you hear the track?
I think he fell off. Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
What was that Jewtown had?
Are you talking about West Side or Jewtown?
Jewtown. West Side had a
Cornet.
He had a Cornet or Don or something, didn't he?
West Side had a Cornet that RT, and he had an RT. And I don't remember what kind of car it was Jewtown had.
I know it was red. I can't remember what it was, though. I know it was in the Don family, though.
Did you make it to Tony's funeral today?
No, I didn't make it, Drag. I had a, you know what
you
I was
missed
doing
a lot of, you missed a lot of old guys. Cliff was there.
And I hated too, Drag. I really hated it, man, you know, but I got so much going on right now, Drag. I'm just trying to get from under this.
Well, I know what happened with your house. That was going to be a stretch for you to make it.
Yeah.
Cliff was there. TV was there. Cliff was there. Yep, he sat beside me. Yep, he was there. Leroy was there, preacher boy. Uncle Leroy was there. Big Pookie was there. Heavy Love was there. Teely was there. Charles Booz was there. All the old dudes. Ted was there. Harold was there. Joe was there. I mean, I'm telling you, that place was packed, man, from top to bottom. And all the old dudes that still living, you know, and was able to get there was there that we grew up. The only person I didn't see CW or Harry Dog, but, you know, they had two services for Tony. They had one yesterday on the south side. So
right.
Them guys more than likely went to them services.
Uh-huh. You know who I would like to see? I'd like to see old Kitty-O. Remember Kitty-O had the black boot?
I think Kitty-O passed away.
He did?
I think Kitty-O did. Yeah.
Okay.
Cuz dead, too.
Cuz?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Cuz had passed away.
Cuz dead. He been dead a while. I think Cuz been dead maybe 10 years. A lot of old friends, you know, our old friends that we grew up with around the shop, they gone, Larry.
Yeah.
You know, I was just, you know, they elected me to speak in behalf of all the guys in racing today, and I just made a mention, you know, to the audience about how Tony reared me, you know, as a young boy in the race game. You know, watch after me and all other guys that, you know, took me under their wing and things like that.
Yeah,
Tony Benson, Rick.
Yeah, at Tony Benson funeral.
Yeah.
Hey, Drag, how
yes.
Everybody doing tonight? I just wanted to chime in and say, D, Uncle Larry, I'm giving the support out. And And I give my condolences out again to Tony Benson and his family, man, because I've been knowing you guys ever since I was a kid, man. And for me to grow into the man I am, y'all had a big part of that. And, you know, it means a lot to me to be on these shows and be at the track and you guys be just regular like you guys are. You know, it's not no big eyes, no little U's with you guys. So it means a lot. And like I say, man, rest in peace, Tony Benson, man. We love you, man. We'll see you another day whenever we turn over and make the transition. So that's the only thing I wanted to say, man, to come on the show and pay my dues and support and fellowship with the brothers. And, Drag, I will be at Big Waffle show tomorrow. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, baby. Appreciate you, man. Bring your mom with you, baby.
Now bring Yazzie with you.
They
barbecue
on the
mom,
man. They
barbecue
right
now.
Hey, dude, bring sure.
Man, I got to see Val, man. You got to tell Val come on to the track, man. I ain't seen Val a long time, bro.
Maybe at the wheel standing contest, I'll bring out again. I ain't bringing my auntie out. I'm not bringing her out because she.
And don't bring them beer bottles with you neither.
That what? Three little.
Don't bring them beer bottles with you neither. Leave them beer bottles at home.
Well, I wasn't talking to you, the three little. How you go again? How you go again? I'm talking to you.
Leave them beer bottles
business.
At home.
I just listen to what I'm saying.
I love you to the world, bro. You know I love you, my man.
Hey, baby.
Good luck. Get on this nut.
Baby.
Uh-oh. Count a lot.
Go ahead.
Hey, baby, you know, Three Love, he's been over my house all day. He ain't got a chance to get home and get his medicine yet. He on his way to get it.
Well, you know I know something wrong with him, Zach, so you know, I bother three lugs like I bother a fly on my shirt, so three lugs my man, I ain't got no problem with three lugs. Yeah, baby, cut my hair, that's my barber, I got to fuck with baby, that's my barber. Hey, baby, hey boss, we got two more people to add to that list.
Who you got, Rick? Who else you had on your list?
No, I'm talking about the food list. We got we took a collection tonight for the money for food. We got to start. I got two more people. We got Anthony, and we got Stank to add to it.
Well, you got $300-$400 right there.
No, we all put $10 a piece in. We got probably almost $100 already.
It's gonna be
that's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food, man. It's gonna be plenty of food there for anybody that want to eat. Anybody that want to eat, they'll be able to eat tomorrow. They'll be playing food.
The only thing we got to tell you is, the only thing I got to tell you, you better get there fast because that food going to be gone. Food we had the last time, man, that food went so fast, bro.
Well, I know Lee's supposed to be bringing, he's going to bring his deep fried stuff out tomorrow. He's cooking.
Yeah, Lee, he cooked. He got out, too, when he got out for us.
Go down.
He gets down, man. Brother Lee.
He love what he do. And when you like what you do, it's easier to do it. Yeah, it is. But y'all better think I'm joking for some reason. I don't know. Maybe because Three Lug said he's going to lock in Didi with that beard. And it hurts me to see a beard lose. Because so he said they had a six bill coming, man, to put the film on, before I'm on mute and lay down, man. I got sick, man. My stomach feel like it flipped upside down on my song, man. So glad I got Melvin and Drag on to help Larry out. Because, what you talking about, nigga, hurting. Man. But I just glad that
to have the guys on, man, and we're glad to have the people that's around the United States that can listen to these shows and those that can come out. We wish you to come on out tomorrow and enjoy yourself. You know, this drag racing thing, Rick, just think about it now. If we didn't, when we was racing in these streets, it's Melvin, you was in on that. Larry, you was in there. Even Three Love was in on that. If you didn't go from Chicago to maybe Detroit, St. Louis, you really didn't do any traveling. And you just raced among yourselves in each state. And you look at racing today and see it's trying to go global now. I mean, you got guys from state to state. There was a race today that got canceled because of weather, but you had one guy coming from Georgia, one guy coming from Chicago to meet up in North Carolina. Yeah, this grudge racing, as they call it, we call it drag racing, but this racing thing has really exploded, man. It really has, and we're thankful for it. We really are thankful that it has done what it's doing. And I'm sure I speak for everyone on this phone when I said we pray that it continue to grow, but yet be safe. Continue to grow into bigger and better things, man. I'm sorry. Guys like Tony Benson that left us and went on home today. Guys like OC, CW, Winfield. You know, there's a lot of names that you can call that I'm sure they just tickle pink when they see what drag racers are doing now. When you think of what hard grind and work that they put in, you know, in their days of street racing. You know, there were many nights we laid up in the garage all night long to just go to Dota Road.
You know, yeah.
Just to go to Dota. And, you know, now I look at Didi, I said it before, I said it again, I don't be on the outside looking in now. But I know years back, he used to go New York. He was all up through New York drag racing. They would have races booked for him every week. You know, and this was a thing that was almost unheard of, except basically Rick was you. You know, take you out of the equation. It really wasn't any traveling out of the Chicago area, really.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it now. Yeah, it's really, really grown. And it's growing for the better. You know, every now and then you have someone that's trying to throw a black guy in it. But as a whole, 99% of it is all grown for the better. It's all for the good of the game, man. I think everyone in the game, you know, teeth and tongue fall out. So we all fall out sometimes. But when we fall back in, we realize it's all for the good of drag racing. And it's really, it really has perked the game up. You know, what you think about that, Rick?
Oh yeah, I do. I agree with you, D. I agree with you totally.
What about you, Melvin? You think it'll help the game or hurt it? That's traveling from state to state with it.
No, it's growing. It's growing.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
You know, the stage is a little bit different. We've been doing it for a long time, you know. I think our biggest of our traveling that we did probably in our earlier years, if we all ganged up and went to that Black Sunday race like they got going on down there in St. Louis, you know, we all would meet in that one house. But it's all spread all out across the whole United States, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we got a young man on here.
I'm just looking here on the Internet. And we lost another racer over the weekend, Friday here on September the 12th. Now, anybody know about, the name of the drag strip they was at was Little River Dragway?
No,
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, well, one of the guys down there that was racing on Friday, man, he went over the guardrail and hit a tree down there, and he passed away.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, where these they got to get rid of these guardrails, man. Them guardrails, I'm telling you, man, they flip the car over.
Yeah, they send you straight up in the air like a plane. You know, that's deuce of hazard up there.
There was a thing called when you know better, you do better. And when they put those guardrails up, it was the best thing we had going. physically and mentally at that time because it's what we knew. Now we know better, and they most definitely got to do better. Yeah, they got to now. But look here, brother, we got a guy on here. I'm going to peel his head tomorrow. I know he'll be at the track tomorrow. I'm jumping right on his back. I haven't heard him on my show since we've been on, but I believe we got him in there. Kid, Joe Michael.
What's happening, D? Drag, Larry, Melvin, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
What up, kid?
Nothing happened.
Somebody said, Kid, what's wrong, man? As soon as you come in, they said,
I said it. It's the first time I done heard Kid on our show, D. What's going on, Kid?
Ain't nothing been happening, Larry. What's no good, man?
Oh, man, just hanging in there, man. Highly blessed, man. You know, just doing the same thing, kid. Still trying to fellowship, you know?
What the punk kid on by Gucci?
Yeah.
Yeah, who else you thought it was, big fella? Hey, punk kid, how would you bet? I know you're going with Dee Dee. You're a burglar. How would you bet tomorrow? I know you're going out with Dee Dee. Oh, what you think? I'm stupid. I wasn't born yesterday.
don't you know I
know E.T. Wayne races? Not popularity contest.
I hear you, babe. I hear you.
You were born that night, but not last night, huh?
You got that right. Shit. I know sugar from salt.
Hey, I tell you what noise it is I'm making. What noise it is, y'all?
What?
Y'all hear that noise? What noise it is? At 10 o'clock at night, what kind of noise it is?
Hell, I don't know. You could be doing some anything, sweet love.
That's a night about getting filled.
Oh, okay.
It's a Kia Dee Dee. Kia Dee Dee. Kia Dee Dee.
All three love, ain't no doubt in nobody's mind you ain't going to go. You going. Ain't no doubt about that. You ain't waited too long. You going to go.
There's not time.
Yeah, got to.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, Lo?
No, hey, Larry, my nuts ain't hot. I know Dee Dee told me one night to aloe there. I mean, Dee Dee, I know Dee Dee told me. He a pit bull and I'm a poodle. He don't let no damn poodle whoop him.
Damn.
Damn. Poodle?
Man, tell me. He a pit bull and I'm a poodle. He don't let no damn poodle whoop him. I'm sure my poodle gonna bite him on the leg and make him fall down. Then bite him in the face.
Hey, Drag, what time are the gates open in the morning?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, and we're gonna race clean up in 10 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Hey, Larry, I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to get my bath so I can go to bed.
All right. 9 o'clock. I know, because you're going to hit it early in the morning. Three love, too.
Yeah, me too, man. I got the 6 8 bars up.
That bad, yeah. I'm going to be in my house at 5:30, man.
Hey, Trey. Who booked this race? Who booked this race with you tomorrow?
Huh?
Who booked this race?
Who booked this race with me and Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Me?
No, I'm saying from his camp. Who you booking it with? You a pimp booked this?
Me and pimp.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But make sure you call back. If you meet him over there, he talk in, make sure you call him back.
All right, I don't know if I can do City Night to buzz up. There's one down and three more to go.
One down and three more to go. You going to be the fan of Razor Trey?
Yeah. What up? I know, I think that, yeah. Tell my son that, buddy. He definitely got to do the Night to bottle. I don't do the bottle. He did that. That's why the bottle leaking. You know it was leaking because you put the ring in it. I call y'all back, man. I'll go ahead and see y'all tomorrow, man.
All right. Hey, I'm going too, y'all. I'm going to bed, y'all.
All right, Drag.
Y'all take it easy, everybody. I'll see everybody tomorrow.
All right, man. Hopefully I can make it over there, man, so we can get our match race going on.
All
I thought
okay,
I'd get a chance to take you out.
Hopefully you can get there, man.
All right.
All right.
Hey, D. D. Mr. D. The show didn't cut off, did it?
No, you're still on, Larry.
No, you're still on.
I'm there, Larry. Go ahead. I had some background noise that put on mute. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. You said that he was going to go, well, it was for 15, whatever, 2000.
Yeah, Trey is what you call trained to go. He's not going to let. This is why I say hopefully I have 10 guys tomorrow. Hey, kids, you see that? Oh, kids, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see what Kid was saying. This is what I said earlier, Kid. I told him earlier, Three Love going to run. It's easy to say someone's trained to go. But if you really want to see someone that's trained to go, get to the track tomorrow and watch Three Love.
You got that right.
See, before I even finish, that man said, you're right. I didn't even bother to call Three Love. I made a statement. I say, if you want to run for 2,000 that he want to run for, but you don't have a 1,500, he's not going to let that 500 keep him from racing.
No, he still ain't.
You're going to get action from him. Because he wants to race. He not trying to buy no race. That man trying to get on that track as quick as he can, as fast as he can, against somebody.
Sure will.
Yep.
Yeah. So I said this. I hopefully we can get at least 10 grudge races tomorrow that don't let a little surge of money stop them from racing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just run for $1,000, brother. Run for $1,000. I mean, in today's society, like I said earlier, that's a lot of money right today.
Hmm.
You know?
Sure
you is. Track, spend a couple hundred hours to get to the track. Get to the track. Make you $400-$500. That means you have made $300-$400 for the day for having fun to do. You know, it's like Michael Jordan was. When the Bulls gave Mike that money, first thing Michael Jordan said was he wanted a clause he put in his contract.
For the love of the game.
For the game clause, that's it. And he said the reason he wanted it because he wanted to be able to play ball at anywhere, anytime. He said, now, this organization going to pay me to do what I love to do. I would do it for free, but now you all going to pay me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
For love of the game.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the track tomorrow and do what we're going to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm running you right now, kid, at red light, what are we going to do? If we both at the red light, we're not going to cruise off. One of us going to try to beat the other off that light.
Right.
It's just a natural thing to do. And it's done because, why? Because we love racing. So tomorrow, I keep saying, man, I want you guys to come out. Hopefully everybody will come out tomorrow and have themselves a ball doing what they love to do. And for those that got a little money to bet, get your little best on. Don't let a few dollars stop you from getting a few dollars.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let you know, a few dollars stop from getting a few. That's crazy to me. That's backwards racing to me. I'm not going to never let a few dollars stop me from getting a few. Three Love said, look, they said 2,200, but they ain't got but 1,000. I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's because they want to race, man. I think everybody was set to go to Piedmont. I was trying to call Bro Wick and see if anybody do anything down that way.
I think they got rained out.
They got rained out at Piedmont,
I think so.
Yeah.
They got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
Piedmont
was
rained all the way out.
Now you're saying that you're gonna come to the Grove tomorrow since they got rained out there. Yeah. I wanted to do anything local around here today.
Who?
I said I wanted to do anything local around the area today.
Oh.
In Wicks Drive Patch.
They had something at the Grove today, Cox King of the Streets or something.
Yeah, I heard Drax said they had something there. I think Thrula was out there earlier today.
Well, D, Uncle Larry, y'all boys have a good one. I'm going to have to pull out here, too. I got an early one tomorrow. I had to get my pay my dues, and y'all be good on this show, man. And like I said, y'all take care of yourself.
All right, Miller. Appreciate
it. It's the fan side of that.
That's like a fan.
Right, dude, Uncle Larry.
Oh, that's a fan? Oh, it's a fan.
Oh, that's like a fan.
Yeah, it's a fan. It's a fan.
I thought it was.
I'm still here.
All right, bro, friend. Appreciate you calling, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all enjoyed the show, man. Y'all boys have a good one, and y'all be safe out there tomorrow at that track.
Yeah, you take care of yourself now.
Okay, man. All right.
Man, take care, man. God bless you, man.
All right, you too, Larry, and hold it down, man. Right. God don't put too much on us, but we can handle, man. So
that's right.
Just keep that in mind, you know. But you be
okay.
Good. All
okay.
Right, dear, man.
But the word saying that. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You heard from a man, he's flying in tomorrow? Nut, man. Is he going to fly in tomorrow? I heard he's coming in.
No, he could, he came in, he came through here a few weeks back. No, he couldn't come back this month. He got to wait till next month.
Okay. So they probably let him go to Piedmont, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went down there. Okay.
He going to fly in for the wheel standing contest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have anybody heard anything from Old Take the Great? I haven't heard anything from Old Take the Great.
No.
You know, no, he was on the dog show or the BET show. He was on one of those shows one day this week. Danye was giving Tony Baz the flux. Cause Tony had snuck in down there in Arkansas. See, they had tried to lock him in, he said he wasn't going. So then once they got down there, he showed up. He was trying to race him down there. But their thing was, why should we run you here and knock out two of the more races we got locked in when we got you locked in next week for Piedmont? So they weren't running. Then they told him if it wasn't running, they had 5,000. Well, he wasn't trying to bet there. So They jumped all over with him, you know, like a cheap suit in the rain. And at first I was kind of like, you know, baffled about what they were saying. But once they started explaining it, I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. Then they said Tony was selling the bets. They said Tony had 2,000 and with people with him trying to bet more money so he could at least come up with 3,500. So one guy told him he had 800. And they said Tony was taking other people's bet but taking some of his money back. So he was going to end up with $200-$300 betting. So we're going to never get past that 2,000. They were getting hit, man. They were getting him. It was fun last week. The old tape was kind of rough on him. I don't know. I didn't see him take hit that hard in a long time.
Yes,
relax. Is Cadillac still on? I want to see what he think about the race tomorrow.
Oh, no. Cadillac, you still on the show?
Three Love wants to.
Cadillac must be off the show. Cadillac's still here.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, what's up?
Man, I feel like you're calling me and say, look for you tomorrow.
Hey, I already told him what's that. He's going to see me either way. Yeah, ain't nobody running from Free Love. You know, just better have my money. If I get that right. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. We're going to play.
That's what I'm saying right there.
Hey.
Who got the background music?
Oh, that's me, Unc. I'm watching the fight, my friend. I'm going to go on mute.
Oh, okay.
We're going to the fight. Who you got, Melvin? Melvin, who you got in the fight?
Probably Merriweather, man. He should win again.
Yeah.
As long as he don't get in there and do nothing stupid and get one of them punches he don't see coming, and he gonna get knocked out whenever it happens. But Merriweather more likely.
Mm-hmm. Who you got, kid?
I'm gonna go with Mayweather.
Yeah.
What about that, man? What do you think?
Mayweather.
That boy is kind of dangerous now. Yeah, that boy dangerous when he's fighting. Yeah. But you know what Mayweather dare to say about him? Mayweather dare to say he needs a good ass woman. He's just a bad that can't nobody give it to him. Yeah. That was all dare to say. The dare to say the best thing would be he lose the fight. Yeah. Maybe there's just nobody give it to him. Mm-hmm. That's funny, but hey, man, sometimes you just the best at what you do. And you know, you want to hear something crazy? I mean, this has been away from racing, but I hear them talking about it all the time. About it.
I got 500 on Floyd. I got 500 on Floyd. Whoever want to say that Mexican ain't got nothing coming.
Well, Ryan,
he gonna get these nuts in his mouth tonight.
Have you started fight styles yet?
His dad is saying somebody need to whoop his butt, but one thing for sure, when he come in there, he don't be like no head of lettuce. He don't come all head and no behind. He brings his behind with him. All he got to do is get it.
Just a matter of time he catch one of them punches he don't see coming.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to get him.
Yeah.
Is the executioner still fighting?
Well, I don't know.
I think he in his mid-40s or something like that. He's still fighting.
Hey.
Bernard?
Mm-hmm. He's 50. He's still fighting. Last time I heard Bernard, I think he's 48, and they had a fight scheduled for him.
Yeah. And he still can fight.
Yeah. So, I don't know, though. When you get to that age, I ask myself, what you fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a monetary thing, you did something drastically wrong in your life. And if for the love of the game, I can understand that, but it's got to be a starting point. The time has got to come at some point in time. It's got to come.
Yeah.
I mean, why you fighting that?
My all-time greatest was Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
I think he passed, didn't he?
I don't know. I haven't heard none of that.
I'm going to say, I think he died here.
Marvin?
Yeah, I think he died a few months ago. Shit, about a year or so. I think he passed.
Hmm.
No. Correction. I'm wrong. It wasn't Marvin. It was Kenny Norton.
Ken Norton.
Yeah, Ken Norton, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I was sitting there talking, and I could see him with that peekaboo style in my mind here as he peeked through the gloves. And it just does.
Uh-huh.
Ken, mm-hmm. He passed. Well, another guy passed over there. You guys, I'm sure Melvin know. That guy they call Bad News Barnes, Marvin Barnes, the basketball player.
Yeah, Marvin Barnes, yeah.
Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, Detroit. Well, ain't them bad news. They named him just right. So he was bad news. And could play. I think he's like 52. He just passed. But, kid, I got a question for you. You travel around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You think Wick and Dougie ain't going to get out of here?
It's a good possibility. They probably could meet up down in Holly Springs.
Yeah. Well, they say he's not going to run there.
No.
He said he's not going to run there.
They ain't going to race.
Unless they go to a Baldy's race. They meet up down in Georgia.
He already said he's not going to run in Holly Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think if they meet up in a neutral track somewhere, they're going to race. If both of them in the house, that will be a race to go down. There ain't going to be no ducking and dodging. They will race.
Oh, yeah, them 9-1 boys, they will go.
Yeah, and Donnie will, too. So, you know, they both on each other's head. You know, that's like a trophy for them to take home, either one of them.
Yep.
They're on the bench.
They got their main man back in the camp, too.
I think Donnie going to beat him. I really think Donnie will beat him. But I'm like, man, I think wherever they actually meet up there, anywhere other than Holly Springs, we're going to run.
I just don't see Wick not running. We're going to run.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like we're going to run. Somewhere, they're going to meet a track somewhere, and we're going to try to get down.
See, that type of racing there was going on there, just like this Black Sunday thing that we got going on right now this weekend. See, back in the day, that's how that all went down. All of these races right here that we're talking about would all meet down there in St. Louis, and it would be over with when the night or when this weekend was over with. All of them races would be over with.
Sure would.
Yep.
They all be in that parking lot, and it's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Black Sunday was Black Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, but like Greg said, the political side got in, and once they got in on the money thing, it hurt everything.
Yeah. You know, it first started out, them boys rented the track. Mm-hmm. And whatever the track wanted, they gave it to them. When that track seen them boys make $100,000 and it started going over that, they was like, oh, no, we can't let y'all make all that money off my track like that.
Right.
From there, and they took it and, you know, to it broke it all the way down.
That's what goes on with all these tracks when they find out that you're making that money.
Yep.
That's exactly what it be.
We ain't finna let you keep getting all that money like that. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
They want to get in on it. Before you know it, they want it all.
Right.
That's the same way it is when a race will step up. Same yep. My dose of pain. Yep, it's like be real dim, and when he step up to the plate, then it gets real bright. You know, same thing.
I used to like to go to St. Louis.
Man, we stayed in there. I would go and have so much fun, just having fun with all my friends, barbecuing and fellowshipping in the parking lot. And when we get a chance to go out there and race, that was cool. We had more fun in the parking lot than we did racing, man. That's just how much I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
Just to know that weekend coming up, we're going to be there no matter what. We're going to be at Black Sunday.
That's when the old boys from Detroit used to come on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forget the boy with the blue Malibu. It was kind of blue and red. It was a 71 Malibu. Tall, slender guy. I forget his name.
Big Sam. Sam out of Pontiac.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
He was one of the original street racers from way back in the day. He had bought that car brand new, like 70. Well, he got it brand new. I didn't get into the street scene until about 75, 76, man. He used to come down there and be racing motorcycles on the street with that car, all kind of stuff, man.
Him and old Ralph.
Yep.
Ralph had a Camaro.
Yep, Ralph had the Camaro.
Yep. And I forget the other boy's name. They had a Promar. Bam's Toy or something like that.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yep.
Hey, kid, did you make those Tony Benson family?
Yeah, man, it was a bunch of guys, man. I wish y'all could have been there, man. It was a whole lot of guys was there. I ain't calling them God knows how long.
Yeah, I had to work this morning, but I had went by early.
Yeah, I know you probably was working.
Yeah, I stopped by there early and signed the book.
Okay.
Yeah. But Rabbit didn't preach, did he?
No, they didn't get a chance to. Mm-hmm. Okay. He didn't get a chance to preach. But he was fine. we had to put that choke collar on
him. I said that I stopped by there and I signed the book.
Yeah.
And it was a guy came in. And he had, you know, some guys have that preacher look. The guy came in and he kind of like a preacher because of the fact he was a deacon. And he brought Rabbit to mind because he got a favorite rabbit. I said to myself, that clown said he's coming in and trying to preach today. He gonna do the eulogy. So he ain't gonna do it right. And don't mess around and let him and the brother guy get together. What's my guy name doing North Avenue? His dad is a preacher, Kevin. I let him and Kevin get together. This show never gonna be some clowning.
Oh yeah.
Man, drop. Man. Yeah, I had to ride to Vernon Hills. And I come out of Vernon Hills. I thought I was going to be free. I had chicken drill. I told Drake, I said, I just bring my trailer on with me. I'm going to come on by now. And I get right there at the church, and my phone go off. I should have turned the joke off. I had to go and make another stop. I said, I'm just going to go in here and sign the book. So I'm here now.
Yep. Fat kid will be home next week.
Yeah, I think he'll be in next week.
Yeah.
Next week. Oh. The fat kid, Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Busting out.
Yep.
Yep. No dog.
But it'll be legal this time. He busting out.
Hey, man, what you gonna do with it, man? You gonna do with that man, man? That man is not
fight.
Kid, you wrong,
man. You know I got to fuck with. You know I got to fuck with the fat kid when
he get here. It's been a minute too. Last season, about five, six years ago, was up at Rockford.
Yeah.
So, at least 5 years, I ain't seen him up at Rockford climbing. Well, he told me that he may be gone. I ain't seen him since. I'm glad to have him out. Yeah. Good thing to have him back. I know he going to put him some street thing together. You know, if he calls it a street car, he's going to put something together. Now he going to race.
Yep, and Joe Penny heading this way about another week.
Yeah. He's been gone longer than Max out, isn't he?
Huh?
Joe by Max out, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, it's been gone long. Long time. Think he'd about maxed out. I called Steven. See what he said. Hey, good thing
yeah, Steven
back.
Was there.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, he was there.
All the older guys came out.
Yep.
That's a good thing that he spent away like that. Kid and sent me a picture.
Hey, brother.
What's that, brother?
I say, bro, when little duck hit the street, you think little duck gonna come back and try to redeem himself?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Right your way. Ain't gonna waste no time. He ain't gonna waste no time. He sure is. That's my opinion. He ain't gonna waste no time.
Get busy.
I really don't think he's gonna waste no time at all. All you do now is they let Knucklehead fly around from city to city. He don't have much time. You got to get with the boy and try to get him a longer stay. We can get him a longer stay, and there would really be some racing in.
Yep.
Now, see, they talk, hey, brother, you know that guy they call Knucklehead, brother?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know that guy they call Knucklehead?
The older guy?
Yeah, that should be around, what, 40 now? 40, 42. Yeah,
42, 43 years old.
Yep. But he's been around Reds, he's about 15, 16 years old. And when I tell you
yep.
a fool, man, he
yep.
would stop that fool. If there ever been somebody going to raise it with him, he sure enough going to do something. And that reminds me of Festus more than anybody I know.
Don't know.
I see. They had to repave. They had to actually had to bring the city bring asphalt trucks in and repave Fifth Avenue. The pass from Fifth Avenue to Monticello, from Monticello back to Fifth Avenue. Tell the Jerry, hey Jerry, man, Grump, he gonna do you? Go back and tell, hey Grump, Jerry, he gonna woo you? Then time Ryan bought both of them. I think he bought Jerry and Nitro's kit. And bought those a pair of slicks. And they get out. Now that guy's just meant to do. That man to go to the outer limits to see a race.
Hmm.
And a make poker race. Once he get back, poker going to do something.
Yep.
They're starting to bring, they're slowly starting to bring the guys back in as. That's like a lifeline to the drag racing world, you know. You got Junior here. By the grace of God, we lost Big June, but you got Jerry coming back. Nut, hopefully soon be in. And then we lost Country. Man, these guys are central to racing. I mean, they just gave it a hard pumper. because Nut ain't got no fear of nothing.
No.
When it comes to racing. He didn't know what the word fear and racing. They didn't go together, his vocabulary. And these guys we're talking about now, they didn't race tire size. You know, it wasn't no such thing. And it's a tire too big. Yeah, that's funny. I just thought about something. You know, you always hear a guy hollering about, you got to put this tire on that tire because that's too big. What do you want to hear about your tire too small? You'll never hear that. Your tire too small. You know, you got to hear the tire too big. But these guys is coming back in the race now. They're not concerned with the tire side. They don't care.
Yeah.
My son said, "Nah, but he's so hungry, nigga. Big as you are, you should lose 300-400 pounds. You won't hurt nothing. You should lose some weight. Big Amazon here, sucker."
That's why I used to love U.S. Hastings. U.S. Hastings, ain't nobody never looked at your tire. Never. Get your butt out.
That's what drag racing was. Drag racing.
That's right. Get in line.
You could have got a guy like BET up here back when U.S. Hastings was in order. He would have just lost his mind.
So would him.
BET. If you could have got him up here when U.S. Hastings was around, or even U.S. Doty, if he could have seen the race that went down in these streets, man, he would have lost his mind.
But you know what, though, D? If you go over there today over on Hastings, or go back out on Doty Road, you will ask yourself, how in the fuck did we do all this kind of racing on these two places?
You know what, though, kid? That's funny you say that, because this is no joke, man. This is no exaggeration. I was coming back from New Haven, Indiana, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was approaching that sign that says 115, I asked myself the same question, just in a different form. I said, we had to be the biggest fools in the world out here.
Yep.
So I said to myself. And we would go out there at night, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and be pitch black out
there. Pitch black.
We actually run these cars out here.
And down on Damon and Fulton, too.
Man.
Remember
when Vernon ran inside the building down there?
Yeah.
The whole friend is over hanging inside the building.
Shit, I remember one time when Tim used to have a little all the repair shop right there on Damon and Fulton.
Uh-huh.
And they had a motorcycle, right? They had one of the first people that come out, you know, well, when Turbo was come out and was on bike. And Jamie had his bike from out south. Man, they were down there on Damon and Fulton, and the police had blocked the streets off, right? So the police were sitting right there at Oakley. They left the line, goddammit, and shot down through there and couldn't hardly stop till they got to Western. And the police come out and asked us, damn, when they going to come through here? So, man, the race has been over here. We damn near ready to go all this. I ain't saw shit. That's just how fast they come through there. He said, when did they come? I said, man, the race is been over. So we get ready to go home.
Hey, kid, remember when Dad ran inside the bus barn over there on Whooping Street?
Yeah.
Took Jeff Lee's new car. Jeff Lee's new car and ran through the bus.
Yep.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
It was crazy.
If they could have seen. And the kid brought about, these cars are faster now. But them cars were fast then, and it was too fast for the streets then. Because look at nobody fool you. A 10-second car is too fast for the streets.
Yep.
That's too fast a car for the streets. We were doing out there on Doty. We have been out there on Doty trying to race, man, and you walk off that street, which was nothing but an alley, and walk in the grass, and you could hear the grass crackling. It would be frozen.
Yep.
Yeah, and we had to try to drag race in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny you said that, because I did it Friday. I said, we had to be the biggest fool in the world. And Reno said something. I always think about this. It's one of them deals where you really don't get no serious thought until you hear someone say it. Then when you think about it, you know what? He's showing up, right?
Redo said something one night that made a lot of sense. He said, these guys find about shutting down a street. We shut down an interstate several nights.
Yep.
We
yep.
used to shut the toll road down and drive
yep. Skyway.
The wrong way.
Yep.
All you need, all we need is one of 18 wheels to jump down that ramp and kill up a whole bunch of them.
Yep.
So you had cars driving up the ramp, and you had jokers running up the ramp on foot. The wrong
mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
here
this
we,
was crazy.
We making an entrance on an exit ramp.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that shit was crazy.
We had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, we had fun. I mean, you race for that little $5 or $1,000, you know, and you had fun, man. You lose or you win, you know, you go on home, you know,
right.
Come back another day.
That's
but now
it.
They got them. They want to game bang too much with this shit.
Yeah.
I think if we could have kept our era going longer, man, we have more use and more people involved here. We wouldn't have that many of them in the cemetery, man. If we could have kept the street racing scene going and kept it safe, I
yep.
think we would have had a whole total different generation of kids right now, man, if we could have kept going what
mm-hmm.
we had going on out there. Because we didn't have
right.
a lot of that. We didn't have a lot of that killing and all the stuff that you see that's going on in the streets today. Back then, man, we had fun all night long.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. All night. From Friday to Sunday.
Friday to Sunday, exactly.
Yes, sir. All night. And from Friday to Sunday, if we ain't seen 60 races, it'd be a trick to it.
That's
right. U.S. Hastings, they used to, U.S. Hastings, man, they used to line up in twos. Everybody would pals. First set would go after they finish the next set, then the next set. And that would go on all night long. Then after they go on all night, we'd get together and eat breakfast. And around 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they back at it again.
Mm-hmm.
All night, all half of the day, all night long.
And what was fun in our camp over here, because we did it at the White Castle, a loss didn't mean anything. If you lost the race, that's fine. You pull back in the parking lot, you find somebody else to race. Before that night was over, you get your win, and you just had to keep going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we used to go down there on Damon the Fulton and race all night long, Saturday night, goddamn, when the sun cracked Sunday morning, shit, we was here to finish.
Time ago.
Getting it on some more.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it was like for Detroit. Detroit didn't wake up for the racing scenes. 11:30 at night, that's when Detroit woke up. We stay up
yeah.
all night long drag
yeah.
racing.
And that's
yeah.
when Detroit Dragway was open. That was
yeah,
back in the day when Detroit Dragway was open.
Yep.
It's been
Detroit.
A Friday, Friday night.
You
got to move the city. And back during that time, they had a breakout time. You had to run a certain time. If you ran past, you automatically was out. You got to run right around the money.
On your money.
Yep.
And before the breakout time came in, we was racing at Motor City. Or at least to go up to Motor City, that was like up towards Fort Huron from Detroit. And they didn't have a breakout rule up there. You just get in, you put a dial in on your window. If you go catch whoever was in the other lane, you come back, you was the winner. You get right back in the lane, you race all night long like that. And we used to race them. I used to race 289s. I didn't know how fast they was. But each round, the car went faster and faster and faster and faster, you know. I used to have a ball out there.
Hey, Melvin.
Yep.
What was the name of that track when you cross over the border over there, right over there, London, Ontario or something? What is the track over there when you cross over the
yeah,
border?
Right
you ever been over there?
What's the name of that track there? Yeah. It'll come to me in a second. I know exactly which track you're talking about right there in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I've been there twice.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to do a whole lot of traveling back in the days.
Was that London Line kid?
Huh?
Was that London Line?
I forget the name of the track, but it was no song you cross out of Detroit over to Canada. It was a track over there in, I guess it was a town called London, Ontario, where they did a pretty good drag race.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been a long time, bro.
That's Grand Bend up there in Canada.
Okay.
Grand Bend.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Shit, back in the day, though, you didn't have to go through all that goddamn paperwork to cross the border. Shit, you just cross the border. Now, you got to have your mama's birth certificate.
After 9-1-1, boy, all of that changed. Everything.
Yeah, you got to have your birth certificate and everything else across that border.
Everything. Any day, you done been in trouble before, they want to see clearance papers. They want to see everything.
Yeah.
There ain't no joke in Canada now. I don't even go over there and mess around. I got all my clearance work. I still go over there. They be like, hey, I need some more paperwork for this. I ain't coming back. I'm just coming over here to eat dinner, and I got to go through all this.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but them was some good old times for us, man. The only thing about it, we got the Memorex on it, you know. We can't. A lot of the guys here is talking about it. They think we just talking crazy or whatever, but you have to be there to really enjoy that time that we had
right.
in our life, you know?
Yep.
Yep. So glad I was a part of it, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully tomorrow, man, I can get up and make it over there and race Dragon and send me with his car. We're going to really make some history tomorrow.
Yeah, it seems like everybody try to get in early so they can get up and get over there early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bud D. He must be took a pause for the call.
And I know another race is brewing too, man. I don't know if it's going to happen, but seeing them today talking backwards and forth, Danye and Jimbo? Yeah, Danye and Jimbo. They're going back and forth at it on the Internet. They're talking backwards and forth about the race, you know. So
it may go
down between around October sometime. They got that race that's coming back to 31 up there.
Oh, they got another race coming back up there?
Yeah, October the 4th is going to be another go-down up there.
Wow.
Yep.
Could be kind of chilly over there for that, too.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of chilly, but it may be one of them old Indian days. You know, we got some of them to show up sooner or later, you know.
Yep. You got that right.
So we get a few of those in there around that October the 4th date. They may pile up in there. I mean, that's, you know, the Michigan and the Indiana boys, you know, Chicago and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen.
I remember when 131 used to be a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. 131 has turned out to be one of the nicest tracks.
Yeah. Around in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. They put some money into it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. If it was about 50 or 60 miles a little closer to Chicago, I wouldn't mind going there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what makes it bad for this area here because as far as the way, you know, it's like 2.5-hour ride from Detroit up there.
Right,
that's
right.
That's why
I'm
not so much attention because it's much closer for them to go to.
It's about the same from Chicago.
Yeah. But then, you know, when you got the Battle of the Boys and everybody really want to come out, I mean, now you got you a good race going on because you know they got a good track that they can be on.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can't get my car down the track and this and that because if they go out there and prep it right, you going down through that.
Yeah.
Yep. But then it's good for the Chicago and Detroit rivalry because it's halfway for both teams, you know.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, but they on the Internet talking backwards and forwards about it, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully we may get a chance to see that one before it's over, so, you know.
Right.
Somebody
that
go
would
home.
Be interesting.
Because Jimbo, you know, he his head pretty swollen up over here. He done won all the shootouts and
he won a couple of them, right?
He won a couple of them.
About three of them he
done got in and won them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that boy with that convertible, that turbo car, Kemp.
The convertible Mustang?
Yeah, he beat him. They grudge race. They was in a shootout,
mm-hmm.
and Jumbo won, beat him in the shootout. And then they turned around and grudge race back for some money. And then that convertible turned around and beat him. So, he done been beat.
Yeah, but I think he won a shootout. Then he turned around 2 weeks later and won another shootout. So
yeah.
he been a tear.
Yeah, he done won about $18,000 worth of shootouts.
Right. That's about between 6 and 8. So hey, that's pretty good drug racing, yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's a force to reckon with right now.
Yep, and what's good about his car is that his car, like 99% of the time, it makes the whole complete trip. There ain't no slipping and sliding, you know what I'm saying? He makes that trip,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's most important right there.
That's consistency, man.
Yep.
If you can get down that track on a consistent basis, you're way more dangerous than a person that can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna win a whole lot more races.
But you don't know from day to day what his run's going to be.
Right.
If you can make a consistent run, you way more dangerous. You're able to make a good run, but you don't know what the next run's going to be like.
And that's why he's so dangerous. You don't see him, I'm going to turn it up some more and make it go faster and faster. Once they get it to a nice little speed that they leave it alone. You got a lot of these guys, each round, they want to turn it up some more. You can't do that. You got to leave it alone. Well, you got it running good, leave it there. Let the other guy just go ahead and outrun you. That if that's what's going to happen, you know. But like I say, the fastest car will always win.
You know something I see? I see this happening too, though. They done got, I mean, technology has done it. You really can't fault one person, or you really can't say one person that fault for what he's doing because of technology. But the technology world that we're living in has changed drag racing in some senses. And in one sense that has changed is that when I was racing and we were doing our street racing, even when we did go to a track, we didn't try to race no track. We raced the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see what I mean? Uh-huh. I said, these guys are tuning for this specific track and tuning for that specific track. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's smart in a way. On one hand, it's smart. On the other hand, it's not. And the reason I say on the other hand, it's not because you got your car set, leave it. You know, I'll show you what I mean by that. It's something like a 3-link versus a 4-link.
Mm-hmm.
You got our setup. You know you got 3 slots. It's going to do 2 things. It's going to hook, but it's not.
Right.
If it hooks, it's going to hook. If it's not, it's not. If you go to the track and you got a ladder box, if you're kind of not hooking, man, you might as well just put it on the trailer and leave it alone.
Yeah.
When the temperature down, you might want to try it again. But other than that, all that moving stuff around, there's no need because it's either going to do it or it's not going to do it. Well,
right.
What they're doing now, they're racing the track now. And it's causing races not to take place, and in some cases, causing races to take place. As well, when guys just tune their cars to the best they could at their garage, maybe out in front of the garage or had a little side street they took it to, if they did take the track, when they came off their trailer, it rev action.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing you guys are talking about. It's fascinating to me, though, because I know you can contest to it. I know Larry can and Kia can. And anyone else that might be in the waiting room there that hadn't hit the one, I know you can contest to this here. I'm going to run you 2,000 eighth-mile pro treat straight off the trailer. Man, these have been times we have ran straight off the trailer. If you did any form of street racing, that's what you did.
Yeah, you pull up to the street and you go.
That's exactly what you did. You raced straight out the trailer. So I ask myself all the time, what in the world are they talking about? Do they really know? Because I don't even think they know they're talking about themselves when they're out straight out the trailer.
They don't.
For the kid, they don't.
Mm-mm.
They can't get it because they did. They wouldn't say it.
Right. No one street race. No, the most we could do when we street race was, and you know this to be true, we would stop a block or two away and start the cop on the trail and let it run until we get there. And that'll be it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you came on this trail on Dota, you barely had burnout time.
Right.
So you had to make you a quick burnout, chirp it, and stage it go. And see what it was. It would be like over here saying what's good for the geese is good for the gander. Well, it wasn't no better for you than it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you hear him say, oh, I hear him say all the time, man, off the trail. I'm running you off the trail. What is you doing? You ain't doing nothing. By saying off the trailer, that's nothing new.
Mm-mm.
Not if you street race. If you do a street race, then maybe, yes, it's something shocking to you. Well, if you street race, that ain't nothing. You already used to that. I don't know, man. Some of the things I hear out here on the shows and stuff, some of the things I hear him say, it's an advancement for racing. And some of the things you hear him say, you know, is derogatory when it comes to racing. It's a detriment. It's real detrimental when some of the things that they do and say. Yeah.
And you know, a lot of these boys now, they got traction control on the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the new thing, so I'm going to take the wheelie bars off now.
Yeah, that's why you don't see no more wheelie bars, because it's controlling the traction. It ain't going to let it pull the car up in the air no more. It's going to allow it to take off and roll away from there. If you notice those cars, and when I'm sitting there and I'm watching them, I'm like, man, I mean, they don't leave. They just kind of like roll out of there and then hit them all of their power that they got. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man. And that's what you get.
You know, that's what that don't matter. I said, that's a tricker waiting to get tricked. And I tell you why I said that. And I guarantee your kid will agree with this. And more likely you with her too. Like you just said, it allows the car to pull out and then all your power come in.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you got one of them bars back there.
And he can
leave. Allow you to plant it right here.
Yep.
When your power started to come in, the race is going to be over. You know what I'm saying? The race is going to be over when your power started to come in.
Oh, yeah. If you got that killer 60-foot while he over there in his traction control making him leave, you gone on him.
It's over.
You're going to have to turn some power on to come by you.
He going to have a world of trouble trying to catch you.
Yep.
He's going to wear a church to catch you in the 1320. He really going to wear a church to catch you in the 660.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And see, that's why you hear me say this all the time, and I say it again. I told a friend of mine, someone called him Midnight, someone called him name of Fred. I told Fred this last week. I said, I've been out for a long time. I'm going to put the GS back together this year. We will race next year. I am begging to see one of these 800,000 cubic inch big block Chevrolets catch me in an eighth with these 1633s on. I hope one of them try me with them 1000s on. I want to see that so bad. I always say all the time, even my engine man, him and I, we have a different group on this. They'll tell you it's easy on a car in the eighth. And I know it's just physics says it's not possible. You killed the car in a 1320. Now you're going to ask that car to do everything it did in 1320, but do it in 660. To me, physics says that's backwards thinking if you think it's easy on a car.
No. Really, when you think about it, it takes, say, just for instance, to go to the eighth of a mile, it takes that car to start traveling up to 150 miles an hour from start to go. So that's the hardest time on the car right there, trying to get to that 150 miles an hour. Because if you notice, if you can make it to 150 in the eighth, from the eighth to the quarter, how much faster do he run? He ain't finna run another 150 miles an hour.
Thank you.
No way.
And I've said this to a few of the many times. A car tends to relax itself. If you have to be a drag racer, I don't have that knowledge there. But a car tends to relax itself in high gear. It tends to relax.
because all the pressure is off of it. You done killed it pressure-wise through first and second. Now you gonna double that because you tell it to do it twice as fast. Here you got a three stage on. You bring your you bring your second stage in at the 660. You bring your third stage in at say 800 foot. Well, now you gonna bring all three of them in before you get to 660. Physics says it's not possible. Physics says it's just not possible.
But see, I think what the key to that is to me what I always looked at it was, okay, the torque is initially what makes it take off and get to going. Mm-hmm. So each one of those systems, to me, if it's working right, what it does is it pushes that car to another point in that track. You at the 330 mark, and then you turn on another system. If it's right and it's going to work, that next nitrous system should turn that motor back into something like torque all over again, like it's taking off, so it can just push it. And it'll push it to the next section of that track. Then it goes back to rolling again. Theory on the way I look at it, you know what I'm saying? Each one of these systems is going to make you some more torque.
I look at where you just said it, man. But what car is going to blow up the fastest? In the torque factor and the RPM factor?
Say that again.
Where would a car hurt itself the fastest at? In the torque range or in the RPM range?
Probably. That's a good one. It's probably the torque because that's...
Let me rephrase it. Let's say your stomach is hurting and you go have a seat on that cup. You pushing. Man, you push because you're trying to get that out your system because you're hurting. You're pushing so hard, that's your torque. Once your bowels start to move, that's your RPM. Which one is easier for you? Once it starts moving or the push factor? Once it starts moving, it's the easier factor.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're pushing, it's the hardest. It's like a woman having a baby. They tell her to push. And every time she pushes, she starts crying and hollering.
Once she starts pushing,
the RPM range. I mean, I said all that way just to show torque is what it hurts is most. That's where the biggest strain is at. On this biggest strain on torque, not an RPM.
Yeah, because you got to even think about your big full-size trucks. I mean, an 18-wheeler, what makes it take off? What makes it get to rolling? All that torque that is.
That's the torque.
Once it's rolling,
It's like dead loading, man. It's like dead loading. You know, I mean, some things I just don't see how they don't understand it. I'm not no great engine builder, but I'm not no dummy. I know physics shows that car is on its biggest strain right through that first and second gear. But now you're telling it to do first, second, and third in half the time that you normally do it.
Hey, D.
What you doing? Yes, sir.
Ain't that something that I've always said? When they was talking about wear and tear on the engine, and I always said that the wear and tear on the engine comes from the point of impact. So I didn't understand how one was more better for racing than the other one was better for racing. Because the point of impact, when a car initially leaves the line, I think that's the biggest strain on the motor. And I think that's the most wear and tear on the motor.
It's doing the most work. Especially if you're only going to the eighth. Look how fast you got it going up to the eighth, just like I just said. You know, you can make it run 150 miles an hour to the eighth, but from the eighth to the other end of the quarter, you ain't finna run another 150 miles an hour. So it just did all its work, taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because basically what you done got after you pass the eighth, you basically done got into a one-to-one ratio.
Yep.
Thank you, kid.
Yep.
I mean, hey, man, like I said, I'm no great engine builder, but I do have a little logical sense. And just a little logical sense tells me, if you asking me to do something, and even I worked at assembly line, and you tell me to put out 1,200 ring and pinions gear sets a day. Okay, I got 8 hours to do it in. Now you turn around and you come tell me, well, I want you to make that same production, but I want you to do it in 4 hours instead of 12, instead of 8.
Yep.
Now you didn't cut my production down,
but you cut my time to do it, it has.
Mm-hmm.
I got to work twice as fast. That's why I'm not going to make production.
Yep.
Good deal. So seeing that I got to work twice as fast, what that says? That simply says that engine got to work twice as hard. You know, I mean, you asking it to do the same thing in 1320, but now you asking it to do it in 660. It just don't add up. You know, that's one that don't add to two there to me. I keep getting three. I don't really think.
A lot of those eighth of a mile boys got them geared up real big, so, you know.
Well, you know,
after that eighth of a mile,
then we used to, in the old days, we didn't know any better. I won't say know any better. We didn't know as much as we know now. Not that I know nothing, but for the guys that do know, they know a little more now than they did back in the old days. And what did we do? We ran an eighth. Eighth wasn't that popular then, but small blocks versus big blocks. What did you do with them? You put the steepest gear you could find in small block, didn't you?
Yep.
It was a guy down south, down in Arkansas there. Him and Osa's good friends. They both run in Vegas. The guy Osa called him and told him he had a 513 in. First thing he said, Trice, he said, you got to put some gear in. So he said, well, I put a 557 in. He said, Trice, you got to put some gear in that thing. So when he called him back, he told me to put a 612 in. He said, well, Trice, now you're heading in the right direction, but you need some gear in. So you see what I'm saying? A 612 now. So my point is that one of the very first things we did was get them things all to hell.
Mm-hmm.
First thing we did. And that was done to do what? Get it off the line and to run one of them big blocks as fast as we could, as quick as we could.
That's right.
Okay. Now you got bigger, small blocks, so it's the natural thinking that you don't need as much gear because you got bigger engines. But now when you go with a bigger engine, where are you going with? Torque. What is torque? Torque is what moves mass weight. See, that's what torque is. Torque is what moves mass weight. Where do you move mass weight from? The initial beginning. That's your initial mass weight. So the theory just don't compute to me. It just don't.
But they got them. They still run slightly bigger ones. You got to hear them. You have to listen to how high they have them when they're going through there.
Ooh,
when they get to the eighth of a mile. That gear ratio has got to be right in order for that RPM to be there when it crossed that 660. And after that, you know, it's on wide open. They want it to be, you know, if it's some small block operation or something like that going, they want it to be at 8,900 RPMs or whatever like that. So you got to get some gear in it to make it wind up like that.
You got that right. Some of them still buzzing up there.
Yeah, you got to buzz it.
Yes, you got to buzz it.
And, you know, so, I mean, you know, it's all types of different combinations. You know, a lot of the nitrous, too, create a whole lot of RPMs and stuff, you know. So just so many things is going on now. Technology, just like you said, that technology ain't no joke.
Nah, it's not, man. It's rough with the way they're doing it. Like I said,
guys, being old school, just like you talking about, we grew up on the bigger gears to get all this stuff done. Now, you know, you got the valve trains and stuff. You know, back in our days, just think about it. We all ran flat tappy camshafts and stuff like that. So what was the maximum spring pressure that you could use on a camshaft back in our day? 300. If we had 350 pounds of valve spring pressure, we was like, you know, that's over the top right there. You know, that's basically wanting to kill the camshaft. Now, the valve spring pressure from back then up until now, you got valve spring pressure out there now, 1,250 pounds of valve spring pressure. So, you know, that technology again.
But you know something, Melvin? And that's funny because I was always one that thought outside the box. Back when I was racing, I raced a Buick engine, and everybody said you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that. I had a Howard cam to do it in a row back in the '70s.
76 in the fire. He did me on roller cam chair, and he charged me $450 for it. I sent him $350. He sent the cam chair to me, paid in full. So I'm like, you know, I may need this man again. So I called him. I said, hey, Dad, I say, I owe you $100, man, but my cam chair ain't paid in full. He said, no, Carl, he said, I give you that. Just ask me to make that no more. And what was happening is that I got a lot of my learning from an older guy that was just ahead of his time. He knew trigonometry. He knew geometry. And a lot of the guys here held it against him instead of praising him. A guy named Mr. Williams. Kid knew him, my lad knew him. And his thing was he believed in D-stroke at big blocks for one. Then you had your torque and your RPM.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed the common rule is to check a camshaft at 50,000 because they'll say it don't do anything between 9 and 50, but it do. It do a hell of a lot between 0 to 50. And he wanted to know what that cam was doing at 5, 10, 20, up to 50. And God had to check it from the initial launch, initial movement of the camshaft. He like, I don't want to make this no more, you know. The loads or anything like your knuckle. Now, I say that because when I say I was outside the box, the things I was doing back in the mid-80s is stuff that they're doing now. You know, I didn't have the I didn't have the wherewithal to do some of the stuff that I was trying to do. And now that we have the money to do it, as to where we, you know, had the thoughts. You know, Buick today have aluminum head. Well, the old man took some Bondo to make me some molds for aluminum head 30 years ago. You know, now you technology allows you to put your stuff in CNC machine and it's right there for you.
Right.
So, yeah, I know technology will come a long way. But even with all that, I still just, no one has yet can convince me that you put in less pressure on a car out the back door than you are in the eighth. I just ain't really convinced me of that. I just don't see how you doubling the fourth and tell me it's less pressure. I just don't see it. Like I said earlier, you're doubling my production, but you're cutting the hours in hand. And you tell me I don't have to work any faster. I ought to work any harder. You know, it just, those numbers just don't add up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, kid? Kid, you there?
Say that again?
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was on mute, D.
Okay, I want you to tell me this. You're asking me to do twice the amount of production in half the time that you give me. So you're going to bring me down from 8 hours to 4 hours to do twice not production, but you tell me I don't have to work it hard. I don't have to work it harder.
That don't add up.
Well, is that the same thing you're saying when you tell a car to do the same thing or even more? That ain't the same thing. You ask it to do more, really, but you tell it to do it in half the distance. Don't they kind of add up to the same thing?
Yep.
You know, you tell the car to run 660 feet now, but you want that Joker to run as hard or even harder than it was running. See, because actually, you wouldn't bring everything in fast, but you would knock it on, you know, further down the line. But now you're asking all this stuff to be done in the 660-foot mark. You're asking that car to do twice as much or more than it was doing. And tell me they're not working hard to do it. I just don't see a logic in that. Like I was telling you, the physics says it's not possible.
Well, I noticed one thing about these boys is running it like that. Their motors don't last long.
That's another reason to show it's not possible, right there.
They can have them three systems and all of that they want. But you can best believe me, the motors don't last long in there. Before you know it, you got a rod hanging out the side of it, or you got a piston that blew one of the cylinder walls out of it because it just can't keep on taking it like that.
Because you hit a joke in the head. You took a 10-pin nail and hit with a sledgehammer.
Each time you dump another one of them systems in there, you got to remember, when that piston coming up and it catches it, it's wanting to hammer it right back down in that cylinder while it's trying to come up. So, therefore, you got that bearing up underneath there going, man, what are you doing to me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I'll make it this round. I'm going to make it the next round for you. But give me three or four more rounds. I'm going to get this rod out the side of it.
I'm going to get this brush off of me. That's what he's saying. I'm going to get this brush off of me. You know, I see a man go down and dig in the side of the block and just disintegrate the block.
Yeah. And if you notice, you know, the guys that buy those 748s and 800 cubic inch motors, that builder are telling you ain't going to get but 15 runs out of it before you got to bring it back to me. So we got to freshen it up.
Mm-hmm.
So look at your expense account to run one of those type of motors like that. You know what I'm saying? After 15 runs, you got to pull it out. Or anything after 15 runs, you on the edge. It's going to blow up. Then you got to go get a whole nother motor.
That's how you play a Russian roulette, man. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You're playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, man, it just, you know, Drag and I was talking earlier during the week, and we were saying everybody's pushing to go faster and faster. But, and I asked this question on the air once before, when do we get to enough? When do we come to that stopping point? Is it there? You know, is there a stopping point there? Or is it mind can think it? Is it brain can think it? The mind can achieve it, some of that? Is that what we live in now? With these
No, this, I think this is what it is. We ain't got no speed limit. So without us having a speed limit, we just out of control. We're going to try to go as fast as we can, as long as we got the money to keep putting it in there.
Mm-hmm. We definitely out of control with them. Hey, remember, I said to myself we was out of control when they started making 632s.
Yeah.
And now, we definitely know we're out of control now when they're making 800 cubic inches, 500 cubic inches, small block.
800 cubic inches is going to be small now because they're working on 1,000 cubic inches.
Yeah. And there's a few guys that get them. I think Smith and Leonard built a few of them.
Yep.
You know, now just picture that if you could make, which old man taught me a long time ago. He said, a person that built a lot of cubic inches, he says, normally because he don't make a lot of horsepower. So now, just picture if you could make 1.5 horsepower per cubic inch and you got 1,500 horsepower right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still 500 of matches on it, you know, or more. But you got 15 aspirated horsepower right there.
How much horsepower you think your average Big Chief Head 632 will make?
Aspirated or nitrous?
Yeah, just normal. Just normal aspirated. Would it be in that big by itself?
Never 100, some 1,200 horsepower.
Right. There you go, right there. Mm-hmm. And that's about their ballpark where they go to falling off at. And then you want to add three nitrous systems onto it.
Yeah.
So, you know, your first nitrous system probably 200, and the next one probably 400, and then, you know, you put your big one on the big end on there.
Yeah. So I was just about to tell you, I know a guy that's got a 632, and he's got 1,000 horsepower nitrous on it. He got a three-stage nitrous kit, and it's going to be 1,000 horsepower.
Hmm.
Now, what do you think that piston is saying to him when he starts trying that stuff too?
Yeah. That's why they got to go through them so often. And then, as always, every time you turn it on the system, you shocking that motor.
That's exactly what you do.
It ain't just going in nice and smooth. That's one thing about the turbo cars. If you notice them, you know, they ain't got no shock or nothing like that going on. It's just building boosts and making horsepower. That's why a lot of guys are turning to them versus the nitrous, because every time you turn on another one of them kits, you're shocking that motor, sending a shockwave through it.
Well, think about it. That nitrous is not going in once that piston started to go down. is not performing his job. It's got to force that Pilsen back down.
Oh, yeah.
You tell that Pilsen to turn and get out the way. That's where you're beating the heck out of it.
Yep.
So I tell you, man, I'm not the smartest guy. I'm a long way from the dumbest. That's the truth. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it when they tell me it's less pressure. It's not as hard on the car. It may not be as hard on the driver because he got to pay attention to what he's doing twice as long. So it may not be as hard on him. He got to hold that car in that lane for another 660. It may not be as hard on him. He take a chance on that car flipping over in high gear across the center line. So that ain't, no, it may not be as hard on him. But you, no one has yet been able to convince me that it's nowhere close to not being harder on that engine.
Well, see, a lot of that moving around stuff come from because you got that little bitty tire on there. You got that little bitty tire on there. Now, you ain't got no tire really on the pavement. You know, when you really get upstairs, that tire, that little growth that comes from that tire, that takes the width away from the tire. So now you really on a little small tire, and you out here running over 150 miles an hour, and then more likely they ain't got a whole lot of air in it, so it ain't got no choice but to move around when it's down there on top end.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's out there moving around. So versus them, you know, and they got to go through all that, let's just run this thing to the eighth and get it over with. And, you know, the scary part of the ride they ain't got to take.
What is food and self, I said it before and I said it again. They fooled themselves for quite a while now, but it's time for the laughter, the joke is over. Everybody go back to your neutral corner. Let's come out and start swinging again. Because these little bicycle tires that they are putting on is just a recipe for disaster. That's one. Two, I don't see how no one in their right frame of mind would even want to move around like that on that tire side. Because I definitely don't.
No. Well, I mean, that's our eighth of a mile gang, though, you know? That's how come they ain't coming off nowhere. That's it. Once they get to 660, that's it for me. I'll see y'all later.
That's it. That's it, man. That's it.
Yep.
Like BET said, I heard BET say this. He said, we're going to run an eighth of a mile up here or down there. That's what we're going to do. If you don't like it, get your ass on.
Yep.
Well, that's the mentality that they have down there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why up here on IM, man, we just got to put our quarter mile game together, man. We just go out there and put our program together and have us some fun. And don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
And see, we still, even at the same time, you know, because we running out the back door don't mean we can't take this. I mean, our motors are straight, you know. If we can go to the 1320, the motor is doing real good. We ain't got a problem with that. All we got to do is come back in and do a little trickery math work here with our gear ratio and play around with a few things. We can still see them on a eighth of a mile track and surprise them just because we're up here running that quarter of a mile don't mean nothing, you know. Just give me a few hours out there in the garage. I can get eighth of a mile prepared, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, that's the problem right there, man. We got to prepare for this. All they got to do is just run it. You know what I'm saying? They're already prepared. All they got to do is run it. But the guys in North, you got to constantly twerk and tweak and twerk and tweak to get yourself prepared for that. And I tell you what I see happening. What I see happening. As soon as 80% of the cars really get prepared to do that, they'll start running that quarter in. And right now, that's the advantage. They just have to run the quarter.
And in some ways, it kind of helps us. It'll help a quarter mile guy out too. If you start focusing on getting that to the eighth of a mile quicker, and if you can get there quicker and keep on going to the quarter of a mile, you're going to run faster. We still here?
I hear it.
Yeah.
Everybody there with you? Yeah, I'm here. I think I got Bill Larry here. Kia was here. Kia put his phone on mute, but he was here. I just think I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, trying to think of different ways to explain it, and you know, I just don't see no other way. Really. I see, like I said, man, they got over 500 cubic inches in small block now.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, they go back and make the board bigger and move the cam up out the way, raise the block up, put you some more stroke in there.
Put some more stroke in it.
Yeah.
But just think now, getting 2 horsepower per cubic inch out of a 500 plus small block. Then drop your 1,000 horsepower notches on it. You know,
yep.
You got $1,000
How long is it going to last?
It's been proven it ain't going to last, but you got $2,000 going down.
That's the whole thing. How long is it going to last? You know, how many of these 500-inch small blocks I'm going to buy to stay out here racing day in and day out? Ain't no grudge car going bracket racing. You can bet that. Let him run it wide open down through there as fast as he can go and go to a bracket meet and see how long he lasts. If he went 4 or 5 rounds, it's going to be blown up anyway. He ain't going to make it to the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see it all the time. If a bracket car get in this grudge thing or get in the shootout, if he win enough money to put himself back together, if he hurt it. If he
well,
win
see, he's the last car to get in a grudge race, I mean in a shootout, because he used to go in rounds. You got to remember that. A true grudge car, he going to come there just not look. A good example, Thursday night, House of Hook, them two boys was down there racing. Both of them blew the motors up. Yep, both of them blew up.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
I say both of them boys blew those cars up running down there at the House of Hook the other night. Gold Rush and Josh, Bad Storm, both of them blew up. Huh?
They run each other?
Yeah. They went down through the
window. Give me my money.
He didn't want to fight.
Mayweather must be the end of it.
Yeah, it's over. You heard Cadillac, didn't you?
Yeah, that's Cadillac.
Hey, I got this Huckleberry on here. You don't want to pay me my money.
What round was it, Cadillac? What round did you do it in? Lack, what round did you finish him off in?
Hey, sorry about that, man. I told him, I don't want 3 fights in a row, man. How can I lose, man? I cannot lose. I tell you.
Hey, what round did Mayweather finish him off in? What round was it?
Hey, it went all the way to the 12th.
And what did you
do? So he just went in there playing around.